KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
At the introduction of smartphones, and then they look at how much users use these devices, and then they correlate that with the rates of depression, anxiety, etc. Attention deficit disorder, big thing, because this really is a way of really destroying your attention span. They've also done some studies that show changes in the brain associated with the habitual use of these devices. But so far, there's not been a prospective study, in other words, an intervention study, where they take away the smartphones and see if there are changes in mood or attention, mental health overall. But now there is such a study. And I'll read a little bit from the introduction to the study. They say smartphones enable people to access the online world from anywhere at any time. Despite the benefits of this technology, there's a growing concern that the smartphone use could adversely impact cognitive functioning and mental health. They say correlational, and I talked about correlational studies, and anecdotal evidence suggests these concerns may be well-founded, but causal evidence remains scarce. So, you know, maybe a lot of things happened since, though, let's say, 2006 or so, when we began to really rely on smartphones. You know, maybe, I don't know, other parts of our environment have changed. Maybe there's more violent games that kids are playing. Maybe our diets have deteriorated to a certain point. Maybe there's, it could be environmental pollution. So they said in this study that they took away smartphones from participants for 2 weeks. And it specifically targeted a feature that makes smartphones smart, access to the internet, while allowing participants to maintain mobile connection, which is, you know, we don't want to, I mean, not having a phone, I mean, these days could be risky. You know, when I drive somewhere, I like to have my phone, you know, just in case there's a problem. You know, if I have an accident or the car breaks down, or, you know, perhaps I get in trouble in some way. Having a smartphone, having at least the ability to text and call is a good thing. So non-mobile access was maintained. It turns out the intervention improved mental health. Just 2 weeks. 2 weeks of abstinence. Improved mental health, subjective well-being, and objectively improved attention span. 91% of participants improved on at least one of these outcomes. So, interesting study. And it turns out that half of American smartphone users and 80% of those under age 30 worry that they use their device too much. So by blocking mobile internet for 2 weeks, it improved subjective well-being, which measures life satisfaction and affect. Mental health, improved mental health more than many studies have shown antidepressants improve mental health. Merely removing smartphones for a short period of time, 2 weeks. And improved sustained attention as much as turning back the clock 10 years. So we know that as one ages, one's ability to focus and concentrate may decline. You can get 10 years more focus and attention by ditching your smartphone. And yeah, so we are now guinea pigs in a large, uncontrolled experiment, which ultimately could have disastrous consequences for ourselves and future generations. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, you heard me talk last hour to Dr. Jeffrey Bland, who is considered the godfather of integrative medicine and functional medicine. And we're now happy to say that we're in partnership with Big Bold Health to tell you about the benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat. Himalayan tartary buckwheat is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. Now, Dr. Jeffrey Bland is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan tartary buckwheat called HTB Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. HTB Rejuvenate harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced, with a stronger immune system ready to take on whatever comes your way. HTB Rejuvenate is designed to help fight oxidative stress and promote mental clarity. It's like a daily reset for your well-being. Dr. Jeff Bland is deservedly recognized as a pioneer in functional medicine, and he's long been an inspiration to me in my career path. And I have the utmost confidence in the scientific bona fides of this product, and I recommend it unhesitatingly. HDB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and a great-tasting chocolate chew. To learn more and to order HDB Rejuvenate, just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for HTB Rejuvenate. And I also want to mention that they have a great line of fish oil products, the highest quality fish oil products available. So just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. All right. This item... Well, talking about omega-3, okay, good lead-in. Omega-3s reduce depression and improve brain health in a new randomized control trial. RCTs are considered the gold standard of scientific research. 60 men with bipolar disorder took part in an 8-week trial. They received either 2 grams per day of omega-3 or a placebo. And here's what happened. Their levels of BDNF increased by about 50%. BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, consider it miracle grow for your neurons and for the connections in your brain. Depression scores dropped in half. So the conclusion is that omega-3 reduced depression and improved brain health with no side effects. Nearly 8 weeks of taking 2 grams per day, very attainable, 2 grams, you know, a couple of capsules of ultra-concentrated EPA plus DHA, for treatment of a really challenging mental condition, which is bipolar disorder. So one can conclude that even if you don't have bipolar disorder, there would be significant brain benefits and mood effects. So there you have it. 877-726-8255 is our number, and I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be back with some of your phone calls momentarily here on Intelligent Medicine.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new extra support sleep and calm wellness blends.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Wings of Summer, Butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's forest camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. As I mentioned, 877-726-8255 gets you through to me here on the program, so let's hear one of our recorded calls.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. My wife has neuropathy, and she's cut out sugar and dairy and gluten, and it helps quite a bit. She's also had some supplements. We're wondering what you would recommend for supplements to help to reduce inflammation and increase blood flow to help prevent or make the neuropathy better. Thanks for your help, and have a good day.
Okay, well, thank you for that question. And, in fact, that's right in your wheelhouse because, actually, we're doing a podcast this week with Dr. Fawad Mian, author of Getting to Pain Free. And he talks about a variety of methods to alleviate pain. But he actually mentions that for many sufferers of pain, diet matters because there is such a thing as a pro-inflammatory diet that can accentuate pain. You know, lots and lots of refined carbohydrates and poor quality ultra-processed oils, toxic food additives, these can actually exacerbate pain. And also just the elimination of certain foods. And for one reason or another, gluten seems to be a culprit. It seems to have an adverse effect on the immune system. But any food can trigger not just allergic reactions, but also can act to to initiate an immune inflammatory response. So that being said, good for you having done that. Some things that I would suggest, well, first of all, you have to kind of decide what type of neuropathy this is. Is it diabetic neuropathy? Then we would target things that help to regulate blood sugar. There also is neuropathy that is associated with an autoimmune attack, something called CIDP, chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy, which is a mysterious condition that's inflammatory, where the nerves literally get destroyed by inflammation. And there are actually drugs that have been used for this. So a new drug called Vigart Hytrulo, which is being advertised on TV nonstop because it's expensive, targets autoimmune polyneuropathy. When it comes to natural things, I kind of like PEA, palmito oil ethanolamide, or PEA. There's some evidence that it helps with chronic pain. I have here a review and meta-analysis of double-blind randomized controlled trials using PEA as an analgesic for chronic pain. And indeed, there's scientific evidence that taking PEA may help to reduce pain. When it comes to diabetic neuropathy, a common form of neuropathy, benfotiamine is helpful. There's some evidence that acetyl L-carnitine may be helpful for that type of neuropathy. But also make sure that there's adequate B12, and sometimes B12 shots help even when B12 is in the normal range. So these are some of the things that you can consider for this. PEA is in a product that is made by one of our sponsors. CV Sciences makes a relief product that combines CBD and CBDA with significant amounts of PEA. And I take it for minor aches and pains. I think that is worth a try because it delivers PEA in conjunction with other endocannabinoids like CBD that has a pain-relieving effect. So consider those things. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. There's a number more calls coming up. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action, divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhockman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for joint and muscle support, D-Flame, Ache Action, and Protocol's Bone Support Formula. D-Flame is a proprietary blend of complementary herbs that may help to support occasional occasional aches and pains of overexertion. Ache Action's principal ingredient is a trademark form of Boswellia. Clinical tests have shown a meaningful decrease in pain and a significant improvement in joint health within 5 days. And Protocol's bone support formula includes a compound that makes up the crystalline matrix of bone and teeth. It's the substance that gives them their rigidity. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. ALS is a neurodegenerative disease that affects nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, causing patients to lose the ability to walk, speak, and swallow on their own. Veteran Elizabeth Fassler lives with ALS and is helping to raise awareness about this incurable disease.
I was honored to serve my country, and now I serve in a different way, by sharing my story of living with ALS and spreading awareness among veterans. I think it's important for people with ALS to feel connected with others. And I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to become part of the Share Your Story community. To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio.
This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From the big, beautiful bill to the new defense budget, is the spending getting out of control, or is there a plan behind the actions? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255, and that's the way you get through to me with your questions. So let's hear one of those recorded questions.
I understand that neuropathy is a vascular issue. It seems that when I'm laying down, it's at its worst, and of course that is when I'm sleeping or attempting to sleep, and it just drives me crazy. My feet are swollen now for some other issue, and it seems like my swollen feet tend to put aside the neuropathy. Is there anything that is related to the two?
Okay, so yeah, that is an interesting question. So the second question we've had on neuropathy, and as I mentioned, you know, there may be different types of neuropathy. There's neuropathy that's associated with diabetes. There's neuropathy that's associated with B12 deficiency that can cause a neuropathy, and other deficiencies can also cause neuropathy, but B12 is the main culprit. There's also neuropathies that are caused by nerve entrapment. So, for example, carpal tunnel syndrome, where you get numbness and tingling in your hands and fingers, that's a form of neuropathy. And then there's what you seem to have, which is neuropathy that's associated with poor circulation. And indeed, there is a relationship, and it's a reciprocal relationship, because when your nerves aren't working, it sends signals to your blood vessels that reduce optimal circulation. Okay, that can happen, but also works the other way. If you're not getting adequate blood flow to your nerves, it can damage the nerves or it can cause them to malfunction. So what you seem to have, you know, a couple of types of circulatory problems that can cause swelling of the feet. One is a heart problem. You're not pumping an adequate blood to your lower extremities. That's an arterial problem. And it may be a reflection of some kind of heart problem. Congestive heart failure can cause your legs to swell. But more commonly, and you know, pretty much a feature of aging for most people, is a reduction in venous circulation, the blood coming back to the heart. And the little valves that keep the blood from flowing back downhill via gravity to your feet become less competent, and the blood, instead of being pumped back up to your heart, ends up pooling in your feet. And that can be a source of pain and can affect the nerves and can cause a form of neuropathy. So, you know, without seeing your medical records or, you know, doing some analysis or testing, I can't tell, you know, how much of which is the predominant cause of this. There may even be some blood sugar problems associated with that, because commonly when you have swelling of the lower extremities, that is associated with metabolic syndrome. So what can you do about it? Well, you know, it would seem that addressing the a little bit in contradistinction to what I said to the previous caller, that the problem here is swelling. So what can you do for swelling? Well, you can take a diuretic, a water pill to reduce swelling, or you can take things like rutin, bioflavonoids that tend to reduce swelling. So there's some vein products. One of my favorites is VenoCare that contains some of these bioflavonoids that tend to reduce swelling. So those are some of the things you can possibly do. You can also reduce your sodium intake. You can keep your legs raised at night so that the blood does not pool in your lower extremities just by virtue of gravity. And you could also consider taking a medication for the pain, you know, like gabapentin or something like that. Although there are side effects, drowsiness, you know, sometimes loss of mental focus when you take too much. These are medications that can reduce the discomfort and help you sleep. So there you have it. But, you know, it sounds like you need to see a vascular surgeon. You know, often when we talk about neuropathy, we say, well, it's a nerve problem, so see a neurologist. Well, the neurologist is going to say, I don't know, you got swollen legs and feet. You need to see a vascular surgeon, because vascular surgeons deal with vein problems. And maybe that's the avenue that you should pursue to get some relief from your discomfort. 877-726-8255 is our number. And do you suffer from bloating? You know, it's such a frequent complaint. And for some reason, especially with women, I don't know, is it women have a different type of digestive system, or are they tempted to wear more tight-fitting clothing that accentuates their bloating? And, you know, maybe female hormones play a role in this, but bloating is a big issue. And sometimes it can be alleviated with digestive enzymes. I've long been a fan of digestive enzymes. They not only address GI complaints, but they also facilitate absorption of key nutrients. But in the past, quality has been hit or miss. Now, Holozyme has been introduced as a scientifically formulated digestive enzyme that provides a comprehensive solution. Holozyme is different because it's the only digestive enzyme that marries the specific enzyme strain and perfect mineral cofactor that together create the most activated enzyme in the world, which is why I've chosen to recommend it to my Intelligent Medicine listeners. Imagine enjoying your favorite foods without the concern of gas, bloating, undigested foods, stomach pain, and cramping, as well as bloating. With Holozyme, you can stop worrying about all of that while absorbing more nutrients, increasing your energy, and bolstering your immunity. Holozyme's efficacy is proven in 6 pilot clinical trials. Folks, I've reviewed the scientific evidence, and this is the real deal, the best product you can use. For more information and order, visit HealthyGut.com. Use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off your order. That's HealthyGut.com for Holozyme. All right, interesting article here in the Wall Street Journal. Is your brain aging faster than you? New science offers clues. And the subheading is emerging research on lifestyle changes and the development of preventive approaches are revealing an opportunity to measure and boost cognitive health. Now, I share this article with you. It's from the Wall Street Journal, and it is in contrast to a recent article in the New York Times, which focused on Dale Bredesen, who I think is doing some marvelous work on lifestyle, diet, certain supplements, exercise, in fending off cognitive decline, and even reversing early Alzheimer's. And what the Times article did, very snarky article, basically tried to debunk it. And I don't know what it is with the Times, but the Times are very liberal, very progressive, very open to, you know, alternative lifestyles and, you know, highly educated people who are, you know, have college and advanced degrees. Why it is that they've always take the side of orthodox mainstream medicine, whereas the Wall Street Journal writes this article that suggests that lifestyle changes may help to boost cognitive health. And so they discuss an example here of a guy named Dan Jones who was diagnosed with dementia at the age of 56. And yes, there are drugs out there, powerful drugs, but you know, one of the themes at the NIH is that we've taken a wrong turn in our research, that we're looking for magic bullet solutions that are expensive, that carry a lot of side effects, and our current treatments for Alzheimer's are perfect examples of those. They may retard the progression of Alzheimer's by a few months. They got a lot of side effects. They're ultra expensive. And, you know, when there's plausible approaches, and I'm not saying that lifestyle is a be-all and end-all panacea for cognitive decline, but it helps. And they talk about this in the Wall Street Journal. They say he enrolled in a program where lifestyle changes were recommended. That meant Jones had to give up his favorite foods, and he had to do more exercise, meditate daily, and meet regularly with a support group. Well, that program was headed by Dean Ornish. And Dean Ornish, it must have been 20 or 30 years ago, demonstrated with a small group of people that he could reverse cardiovascular disease with a rigorous program. He's unabashed vegan, and so he recommends ultra-low-fat diets. I think you could do this in other ways. But it's a comprehensive approach that involves exercise, social interaction, diet change, and certain supplements. And what Ornish found is a small study, in a preliminary study. He assigned 51 participants to one of two groups, a control group with no lifestyle changes or an intensive program. Patients were tested at baseline and retested after 4.5 months. In measuring changes to brain function over time, 71% of patients who made lifestyle changes showed improvement or no deterioration in their condition. In the control group, none improved, and 68% got worse. So, again, you know, small study, preliminary study, you know, using a plant-based diet along with very comprehensive lifestyle intervention. And it's featured in the Wall Street Journal. And I think, you know, kudos to the Wall Street Journal for at least acknowledging that there are things other than mainstream medicine for people, for the millions of people who are threatened with the onset of cognitive decline or Alzheimer's disease, that these lifestyle changes are worth embracing because they do work. And pending a cure for Alzheimer's disease, which may be way off on the horizon, these are the things that we need to invoke. And, oh, by the way, in terms of side effects, there are no side effects, and there are a lot of side benefits. Not only will it help your brain, it'll help your heart, it'll help you in terms of overall well-being and longevity. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
A quarter century of probiotic excellence. Essential Formulas Incorporated proudly celebrates 25 years of innovation and leadership in the probiotic industry. Since introducing Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the gold standard in full-spectrum probiotics, in early 2000, we have remained dedicated to advancing probiotic science through research, education, and cutting-edge product development. Over the years, we have expanded our commitment by introducing groundbreaking products designed to nourish the microbiome, both inside and out, such as RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic Skincare. As we step into our next quarter century, we extend our deepest gratitude to all those who share our vision of probiotic excellence for better human health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's skincare products are available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference today.
You heard us talk about the powerful immune, supportive, and anti-aging benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat here on Intelligent Medicine. Himalayan tartary buckwheat is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. Now, Dr. Jeffrey Bland is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan tartary buckwheat called HTB Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. HTB Rejuvenate harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced, with a stronger immune system ready to take on whatever comes your way. HTB Rejuvenate is designed to help fight oxidative stress and promote mental clarity. It's like a daily reset for your well-being. HTB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and great-tasting chocolate chews. To learn more and to order HTB Rejuvenate, just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for HTB Rejuvenate.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family.
Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at PocketHost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Host Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get cakes and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you.
For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text SUMMER to 64,000. That's SUMMER to 64,000 for your two free gifts with purchase. S-U-M-M-E-R to 64,000.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From the big, beautiful bill to the new defense budget, is the spending getting out of control, or is there a plan behind the actions? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here by calling 877-726-8255. You get to pose a question like this individual did, so let's hear it.
Yes, my name is Muhammad. I need information on diabetes, over-the-counter, non-prescription remedies. You can help me out. I appreciate it.
Okay, so when it comes to diabetes, first and foremost, let's talk diet, because if you have diabetes, whether it's type 1 diabetes, insulin dependent, or whether it's type 2 diabetes, non-insulin dependent, low-carb diets are the way to go. So really, get rid of grains altogether. Have some fruits and vegetables, but don't go for the overly sweet kind. Less in the way of starchy vegetables, more in the way of green leafy vegetables and salads and, kale and broccoli and cruciferous vegetables. Try and, get as low carb as you can. And that in itself will make a difference. Of course, do exercise, 50-50 strength training. As well as doing some resistance training. When it comes to supplements, I think really the best one that I can recommend is berberine. Berberine has a great track record in terms of diabetes. It's long been used in Ayurvedic and traditional Chinese medicine. And research has shown that it increases insulin sensitivity, it actually promotes insulin production, and it improves metabolism. It may do so by virtue of its effect on the GI tract, because it actually helps to suppress the proliferation of certain harmful bacteria. In some comparison studies, compared to certain diabetes medications like metformin and Avandia and glipizide, it actually has been shown to lower blood sugar in a way as effectively as the medications. And it is compatible with most medications, so you don't have to worry about drug-nutrient interactions. Consider berberine. There's also some evidence that a product of one of our sponsors, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, may be helpful in diabetes. So there you have it. That should be helpful. And one of the most reversible condition, not type 1. Type 1, you still require insulin shots. Type 2, very amenable to natural intervention if you're not too far gone. You can normalize your blood sugar. But you got to adhere to a diet and exercise, take certain supplements. All right, this item has to do with the use of Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Okay, so they, you know, sometimes people think, well, Volitto's good, more is better. And they looked at people who had flares of knee pain, and they wanted to compare ibuprofen, which is commonly used over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, at either low dose, 1,200 milligrams, or really high dose, 2,400 milligrams, for 5 days. And what they found was that more isn't better when it comes to these NSAIDs. And moreover, the more of these drugs you use, the greater your risk of developing two problems. One is bleeding ulcers. These drugs have a devastating effect on the GI tract, particularly if you take them chronically, day in, day out. And short of having a bleeding ulcer, you can become iron deficient through sort of a slow seepage, slow blood loss from your GI tract. So that's one of the problems. Another problem is, and I've had patients who've had this, they've had to go on dialysis because their kidneys failed. And I asked one woman, how much of these, you know, did you have diabetes? Did you have hypertension? She said, no, I just took too many non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs day in and day out because I had knee pain. And ultimately, that caused my kidneys to fail. So, yeah, avoid ODing on your ibuprofen. Take it, you know, occasionally for, you know, severe pain. That might be okay, but day in and day out. And more is not better because this study shows that there was no additional pain relief. Nighttime pistachio snacking for pre-diabetic adults. Okay, we talked about the microbiome in relationship to metabolism. A new study at Penn State showed that nighttime pistachio consumption improves the gut bacteria with a beneficial effect on metabolism. Researchers have demonstrated pistachios have a beneficial effect on blood glucose as much as a reduction of 15 to 30 grams of carbohydrates. So there you go, terms that suggest that, you know, I wonder if there's sponsorship of the pistachio manufacturers, but nonetheless, I like pistachios as a snack, and they improve the gut balance. All right, well, thanks very much for joining us. Remember that your hub for all things related to intelligent medicine is drhoffman.com. You can take advantage of drhoffmanstore.com for all your supplement needs via my full script dispensary. Call 877-268-2255 to record your question for the Intelligent Medicine Radio Show anytime 24/7, and have yourself a safe and healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
This Independence Day, we honor and thank those who've served in our military. Many have made sacrifices to protect our country, including their health. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. ALS is a neurodegenerative disease that affects nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, causing patients to lose the ability to walk, speak, and swallow on their own. Veteran Elizabeth Fassler lives with ALS and is helping to raise awareness about this incurable disease.
I was honored to serve my country, and now I serve in a different way by sharing my story of living with ALS and spreading awareness among veterans. I think it's important for people with ALS to feel connected with others, and I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to become part of the Share Your Story community. To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio.
This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The European Union is holding off on tariffs on the U.S.
The European Union was set to impose retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods on Monday, but European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says after receiving a letter from President Donald Trump announcing new tariffs of 30% on August 1st, the EU has decided to hold off on those countermeasures until August 1st.
We have always been very clear that we prefer a negotiated solution. This remains the case, and we will use the time that we have now till the 1st of August. And on the second track, since the very beginning, we have worked and now are ready to respond with countermeasures.
The EU is the United States' biggest trading partner and the world's largest trading bloc. I'm Donna Water.
Economist Steve Moore predicts that Americans will soon be able to see the true impact of the president's ambitious legislation.
It's an enormous victory for growth, for prosperity. I don't like everything in it, but I'd say that this is one of the biggest conservative victories in the 30 or so years I've been in Washington.
Moore says the president's big, beautiful bill will make America prosperous again.
I mean, I could go on for a half hour. This is a very powerful bill, and I think it's going to cause a big burst of prosperity.
Moore made comments to Salem Radio Network. Texas officials are pausing the search for flood victims along the Guadalupe River due to heavy rains and new high water warnings. No official word on when operations will resume. The death count now stands at over 130. Some 170 are still missing. A bill to regulate college sports introduced in Congress would offer limited antitrust protection for the NCAA while barring schools from using student fees to pay for college athletic programs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. See if we can get you out of pain by taking their 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF, 800 the number 4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800 the number 4-RELIEF.
Fires in the western U.S.
Wildfires had forced evacuations at 2 national parks as summer monsoon storms increased lightning chances. Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park in Colorado closed when lightning sparked fires on both rims. Hot, dry, and very windy conditions have worsened fire risk across the west. Firefighters still working to contain a couple of fires while visitors and staff members have been evacuated. Jason Walker reporting.
Well, today marks 1 year since the assassination attempt on President Trump at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania. While speaking to a crowd of more than 15,000 supporters at the Butler Farm Showgrounds, shots were fired by a would-be assassin from a nearby rooftop. The president just happened to turn his head to reference a chart, and when the bullet went by, hitting him in the ear. A volunteer firefighter was killed. Three others were wounded. News and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump's domestic legislation leaves states and localities free to continue regulating AI systems. State leaders are pleased, but American Global Strategy CEO Alexander Gray says that approach hinders America's race for AI dominance.
If you have this patchwork of state regulations on AI, you're ultimately going to have an environment that's not conducive to the number one goal, which is winning the AI race against the Chinese Communist Party.
Gray says the United States is getting some very tough competition from an Asian superpower in the race to develop artificial intelligence.
You know, we thought with ChatGPT, with OpenAI, with Meta, with some of our other innovative companies in this space, Google, we thought we had a lead that was, I don't want to say insurmountable, but we thought we were much farther ahead of China than we actually are.
He's interviewed on Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I'm also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I was not that impressed. And not with all of them, but, you know, with some of them. And I just thought, you know, some of this information is just not great. It was incomplete. You know, many times it was completely inaccurate. Many times the same source would contradict what they had previously said. Again, just a little bit of a mess. So I thought, what if I started a radio program that was consistent, reliable, and accurate, and just a great source of information, accurate and reliable information that the audience can absolutely count on. What if I did something like that? And I thought, oh, I can do that. and the show was born. And I'm entrepreneurial by nature. And so I thought, I jumped in and I tackled that. You know, the mission of Senior Care Live is very simple. It's to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. It's just that simple. It's that straightforward. There's nothing on this program that misses the mark that is not incorporated into that mission. And trust me, I have declined many people and many companies who have wanted to be on the program because I either didn't trust them or they simply did not fulfill the mission of the program. So here we are 12 years later, and in Kansas City, our flagship stations are Talk 980 AM and 98.1 FM KMBZ. They're both Odyssey stations, and they're the biggest stations in the Midwest region, and I'm really, really proud to be here. And, of course, as you probably already know, we're also nationally syndicated through our partnership with Radio America. We can be heard across the United States. And after the radio broadcasts, you know, we have to get into the 21st century here, right? The program is then converted into a podcast and then distributed through all of the major podcast platforms. And thousands and thousands of people listen to the program each and every week. And I'm just so honored that you trust me to help you with this important subject matter. I do not take that for granted, and I'll continue to work hard every single day, and I will do my best every time. I won't let you down. I'll just say that. So also wanted to share a story. Darren and I were visiting before the program about our friend Kerry Hall. He has a fantastic program, the Healthcare Advocate. It's nationally syndicated. He's on way more stations than I am. He's a really good guy. So many years, I mean, a long time ago, he invited me to be on his show. And we had some notes that we were just going to kind of follow some talking points and cover each kind of area, and then I would just elaborate on that and provide information, et cetera. And he could tell that I was a little bit nervous. And I was nervous because I wanted to say everything right, and I wanted to do a good job, and all the stuff. You want to do well. And he could see that in me. He could sense that in me. And he looked at me and he goes, "You seem a little bit tight." He said, "Just relax." He said, "You are an expert on this topic. No one knows more about this than you do. Just talk about what you know because you know your stuff. That's why I invited you to be on my show. It's just you and I having a conversation." With that, I listened to him. I trusted him and I did relax. And it was just he and I having a conversation. And then when I heard the show after the fact, it sounded great. And I'm like, wow, he really helped me relax. And just that really sounded natural and it came out great. And I wasn't nervous and I didn't feel nervous. I didn't sound nervous. So, to my friend Kerry Hall, just wanted to say thank you for that. You helped me more than you probably know. And I just wanted to recognize that. And then, you know, I've had so many special expert guests on the program over all of the years, and I will continue to do that. And I'm currently looking for, you know, some other experts to be on the program. We have a space where we're going to be adding some partners to the program. And if you're, again, if you're interested in that, if your company has a product or a service that helps fulfill the mission of Senior Care Live, which is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers, you know, reach out and give us a call, and we'll see if we can work that out. But to our partners today, Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care have been with me for years and years and years. Hands down, the best hospice and palliative care service in the Kansas City region. That's a no-doubter. That's a no-brainer. And we have David Wiley and a lot of special guests with Kansas City Hospice on the program. They've been on with me for years and years, and I thank them for their support and their partnership, and again, helping us fulfill the mission of Senior Care Life. And then we have Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. He's been with me for years and years, just educating our listening audience about, you know, downsizing and what do you do with your house and all of those huge, huge matters when you are making a transition from your current home to your next home, whether that's downsizing to a smaller home, an apartment, a townhome, independent living, assisted living, or long-term care. He can help you with that, and he's just a wealth of knowledge. And every time we have him on the program, I really look forward to having him on the show, and he's always so helpful and has so much great information. And then Rally Wealth and Benefits with my friend Bruce Glenn. He has been with me for years. He's our financial expert on the program, and I appreciate Bruce and Christina and all of the wonderful folks at Rally Wealth and Benefits. They are fantastic. They are as good as it gets, and give us a call if you need any help with any of these providers, any of the services that they offer. But just want to say thank you to our partners for helping me serve our audience. Again, our audience would be primarily seniors and their caregivers, but we have a lot of senior care professionals working, you know, listening to the show, working in that business, helping the same group, the same clientele there. So I like to say thank you to all of them. And then, of course, again, to Mr. Darren Wilhite, thank you for producing the program. You make me sound better than I do.
Oh, stop.
So thank you so much. So, all right, let's not forget about that Senior Care Live question of the week. Senior Care Live started on KMBZ in 2013. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You gotta step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Where I wanted to start the program in the first place, they just didn't have room for me in the beginning, and the timing was about right, so that worked out. So I've been here for about 11 years, and then the other place where it started off, a couple of years. How about that? And I stepped it up too. I made some major changes in the look and the feel of the program, the music of the program, the energy of the program, and it's just been a really good show, something I'm really proud of. So. All right, so let's get into some of the meat and potatoes, as they say here in the Midwest, of the program. If you're at an assisted living community, and that assisted living community is not doing a good job, let me ask a really, really simple question. Why are you still there? I talk to people all the time. They're just complaining and really complaining about, you know, where they're at, and they don't do this and they don't do that and everything, but they're still there. I'm like, well, why don't you move? Yeah, I don't know. And moving, that's painful. Okay. Let's just recognize that to have to uproot and move from one place to another is it's bad enough. But when you're living in a senior care community and you're depending on other people to help you with some of these, you know, activities of daily living and manage your medications and that sort of thing, it's even more difficult to do that. So I get it. Okay, so that's why I end up getting the call once someone has just had enough. But again, if you are in any senior care community and they are not cutting it, they're not doing a good job, ask yourself the question, why are you still there? And if you need help exploring your options, as always, call me at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800. You can go online at seniorcareconsulting.com. We can help you explore your options and find a better fit. This past week, I spoke with a very nice lady, and she said her father was in an assisted living community, and it was taking them 30 minutes, upwards of 60 minutes, to answer the call light, and I about fell out of my chair. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I said, wow, they're not doing their job. That's almost impossible, but she said, I've been there. And we've hit the call light, we've hit the little button on the pendant, and I've timed them. And sometimes they don't even come at all. I'm like, wow, that is 100% unacceptable. And because of this, he was walking himself to and from the bathroom. Because if you need to use the restroom, can you wait? Not even if are you willing. Can you wait 30 minutes, half an hour? And the answer is usually probably no. Can you wait a reasonable amount of time? 3 minutes, 5 minutes? Yeah. Yeah, I can do that. I can't wait 30 minutes, and I darn sure can't wait 60 minutes. So because of this unacceptable call light response time, he's walking himself to and from the restroom several times per day. He just got just tired of it. He decided no one's going to come to help me, so I got to go. So I'm going to go to the bathroom. And he fell. And he's already a fall risk, but he fell. He injured himself. And you can see where all this is going. And guess what? The place looks nice. It's a very nice looking place. I've talked to so many people, but Steve, I mean, it looks like a really nice place. Oh, I'm just really impressed. But let me tell you, the looks have nothing to do with it. It means absolutely nothing to do with the care. Nothing. Let me say that again. The looks of the place is absolutely not related to the care that is provided. And, Darren, I need to coin this phrase. I might even trademark it. Pretty doesn't provide care. People provide care. And that's it. I've said that for years and years and years. Now, obviously, none of it, we don't want to be, you know, we don't want to live in a place that's kind of dumpy or depressing or, you know, the cinder block walls, you know, all of the stereotypical stuff. We want a place that's, you know, decent looking place. Okay. But this is why Senior Care Consulting exists. Because we look way, way, way under the covers, way under the hood, so to speak. So the surface level, the place, it looks beautiful. It's well kept. It's clean. But there's a lot more to it. And that's where we come in to help you sort through all of your top options so you can make an informed decision and have full confidence in the choice that you make. Pretty doesn't provide care. People provide care. Just remember that. So now the same family is spending several thousand dollars more per month, and they hired a private caregiver to supplement the care. Well, they shouldn't have to do that. If this assisted living community, if they were doing their job, which they're not, it makes me really upset, but if they were doing their job, this family wouldn't be spending several thousand dollars a month more over and above the $6,500 they're already paying for. Okay, they wouldn't have to do that. So now they're paying way, way more than they should, all because this particular assisted living community is 100% not doing their job. And then here's kind of a catch-22. So you have caregivers in the facility, and they're supposed to be providing, you know, 24-hour care for a certain number of residents. Now, obviously, these folks are not even really doing the, even the most basics of their job right now. They're not cutting it. But here's what happens. If you bring in a private caregiver, guess what they're going to think? Oh, well, their caregiver can help them out, and that'll save me some time, so I'm going to go over here and do this or do that. And so the care actually goes down here. And so that's a catch 22. And guess what? To make it worse, the private caregiver cannot lay a hand on the resident. All they can do is be their companion. They can actually, they cannot provide care for the resident because they're not really licensed and insured to do that. It's a liability issue. If they help them to the bathroom and there's a fall and there's a fracture, they're not covered for that. So that's supposed to be done by the facility staff. So anyway, that's a huge catch 22. But the bottom line is, if you're not in a senior care community that is doing a good job, why are you still there? I'm going to carry on that thought coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
From world travelers to freelance and international workers to those supporting family abroad, if you need to move and manage money internationally, the easiest and cheapest way to do that is with Wise. And Kita DeMello from Wise explains.
The heart of Wise sits the Wise account. It is designed for both consumers and for businesses. And the idea is that it's this one place where you can send, receive, and convert money across 40 different currencies, meaning that you can use this in over 160 countries in the world.
And Wise is all about saving money on fees.
So the exchange rate that you get on Google is the exchange rate that Wise uses. It's called the mid-market rate. And if you are given anything lower than that, the money that the receiver gets is going to be significantly less.
Find out more at Wise.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
We're at the worst level we've seen in 35 years.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Americans making median income need to spend 40% of the money they make on their monthly mortgage. Interest rates coming down makes the prices just go back up. Prices need to come down.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network, where today we're celebrating and recognizing the 12th anniversary of the program. How about that? If you want a podcast of the program, as always, you can visit our website, seniorcarelive.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. And we're on all the major platforms out there. Just do a quick search on your favorite platform. We're probably on it. If we're not, let me know and we'll see if we can get on there. So, all right. So I've talked to so many people who are in a place and they're complaining, but they don't move. And that's just something that I don't understand. At some point, I guess the question is, how bad does it have to get before you're willing to move? So, you know, everyone makes mistakes and you can work with a provider for a certain period of time, but if it's the same mistake over and over, they're not correcting it, that's a major, major issue. And so, like, I think I've shared this story before in the past, but I had a call from a lady and she said, oh, I need to have you help me, you know, look for another place, look at some options. And she told me a, you know, pretty bad story about the care for her mom. She was actually injured there and it was bad. It was really bad. And she said, well, how far out would we have to go? Because, you know, this place is really convenient for me. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go. So I said, well, I mean, I think there are some options within, you know, a reasonable distance. And we were talking about that and the geography and, you know, within this county, blah, blah, blah. All the stuff that we always do. And she goes, nah, I don't want to drive. I mean, this place is like 3 minutes from me and I don't want to drive 10 minutes away. That's just too, well, we're just going to have to deal with it. I'm like, wow. That blows my mind. I do not understand that thinking. So for your convenience, let's just keep your mom in this terrible place that where they've already injured her and caused her harm. Yeah, that makes sense. So let me say that lady does not represent a Senior Care Consulting client. I'll tell you that. And I feel terrible for her mom, and she's just leaving her in there for her convenience, because it's really easy to drive down to see her mother be miserable and receiving terrible care. So it's Senior Care Consulting clients. They want the best for their mom, their dad, their spouse, their elderly loved one. That's why they work with us. They care about them. They're not going to put up with that. They are willing to drive further away than 3 minutes. Their convenience is very much secondary. They want the best place, the right fit, the best care, the best place possible. That's what they want. So I'm going to challenge you in the listening audience, if your loved one is in a place and they're not cutting it, and you've tried your best to work with them over and over and over again, and they just continue to demonstrate that they're either not able to correct the issue or they're not willing to correct the issue. Either one, it's the same end result. The issue is still there. If it's not a good place, if it's not the right fit, if you're receiving terrible care, give us a call at Senior Care Consulting. Let's talk about it. We can help you objectively and in an unbiased approach explore all of your options, of your other top options. And then at that point, again, you can make the decision. Do we stay here? Do we ride it out? Do we try to work with them to fix this issue or these issues? Or we could just go ahead and just pull a cord. We're just going to move. And it's tough. It's difficult making that move. But something has to give. Reach out to Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800, or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. So I have a lot of people say, well, you know, how does this work, and how do we work with you, and what's the first step, et cetera, et cetera. And I always explain kind of how it all started with, you know, Senior Care Consulting. And we're going to have that anniversary program coming up in August. And I'll probably share the story of how that all began. But our first step is, you know, we need to know about you, your loved one, their issues, their needs, their capabilities. And so we have a proprietary copywritten six-page worksheet to help us conduct a geriatric care assessment. And we're going to ask a lot of questions and go through and check some boxes and circle some things and make some notes. And then that's going to help us determine really the big five plus a lot of other things as well. But we need to determine.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
One outlives their assets. We talk about that. We talk about all the options and all the things that you might qualify for. Everything, all of it. We have a thorough financial discussion. We also need to talk about location parameters. How far are you willing to drive for your loved one to receive the best care? And then we work within those location parameters. And then any special needs, any personal preferences, any personal needs that may be a little out of the ordinary. Okay, so all of those things. We also find out, you know, what they did in their career, if their faith, if they have a particular faith, if that's important to them. Are they a social person? Do they enjoy being outside? What are their hobbies and interests? All of those sort of things. So it's a very thorough, very comprehensive geriatric care assessment. We also talk about their medical conditions, any major medical diagnoses, et cetera, et cetera. All of the stuff. And that is what we call building a care profile. That is a detailed description of exactly what your loved one needs and exactly what we are now searching for. Because we can't conduct our research unless we know what we're looking for, right? So that's the first step. And all it is, we don't need to talk to doctors and we don't need all this stuff. It's a conversation with you about your loved one. And many times your loved one may participate in that conversation. Many times they don't participate in it. Maybe they can't. Maybe they have dementia and they can't track along. So you're speaking for them on their behalf. Okay. But if you want them to participate in that, I always leave that up to you. And if they can, it's great. They're actively participating in this process, which is great. But once we know what we're looking for, then we research the entire marketplace, the whole thing. We take into consideration the entire marketplace, and we narrow it to our top options. Now, let me say that we know the market better than anybody out there. And I'm sure a lot of people probably roll their eyes. Oh, Stevie, I know more. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Well, there's always someone out there with that kind of an attitude. But let me say, I'm telling you, we know the market better than anyone. So we're going to research the market. We're going to identify our top providers meeting our exact needs, and they check all the boxes. Okay. And then the next step is we're going to schedule tours. We're going to take a tour of each place. I'm going to meet with a representative there. We're going to tell them a little bit about us and our needs and kind of what we're looking for. They're going to tell us a little bit about them and their place and their philosophy and their approach and all of those sort of things. Okay. And then I'm going to ask, this is a really key part of this. I'm going to ask a lot of questions on behalf of my clients. And these are questions that most of my clients, frankly, either wouldn't know to ask or may feel uncomfortable asking. All right. And none of them are out of bounds, and none of them are, any crazy or weird questions. Let me say that I am a former nursing home administrator, and I am a former assisted living executive director. So I just think I look at this a little bit differently than most folks. Okay. So we're going to ask some good questions, gather some important information. We're going to take a walk around the building. We're going to see everything that we need to see. See, and then we're in and out in about an hour each place. So we're usually done same day by about 1 p.m., maybe a little bit sooner than that. We're not rushing through anything. We're just being very efficient with our time. And then when we're finished, and by the way, I don't want to just glaze over that. That just saved you dozens and dozens and dozens of hours of time. The average family spends 50 to 100 hours during this search and selection process, if they're trying to do their homework and they're trying to get it right. Our clients spend about 4 hours and boom, they're done. So it's a huge time saver. And then at the conclusion of this process, we produce a report that has a wealth of information on all of the top places meeting your exact needs. Now you can make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. That is what Senior Care Consulting is all about. And coming up next, I'm going to explain our business model to you and the major advantages that it provides to our clients.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant,
Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441. I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Deep recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Host Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable Pocket Hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you.
For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text SUMMER to 64000. That's SUMMER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. S-U-M-M-E-R to 64000.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From the big beautiful bill to the new defense budget, is the spending getting out of control, or is there a plan behind the actions? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back. You're listening to a very special episode of Senior Care Live, where today we are recognizing and celebrating the 12th anniversary of the program right here on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. How about that? If you have a question, as always, just give us a call. You can visit SeniorCareLive.com. Just submit it through there. Send us an email. Give us a call, whatever you would like to do, and we'll do our best to get your question answered. All right. So getting back to my firm, Senior Care Consulting, I want to talk to you about the business model. You know, I started Senior Care Consulting a really long time ago, and it never crossed my mind this other business model that's taking root, that to have this free service, that never crossed my mind, ever. My brain is just not wired that way. I am a quite ethical person, a quite professional person, and I don't like all of this built-in conflict of interest in that model. So, with Senior Care Consulting, we work directly for our clients, and this is what made sense to me. So, we would retain an attorney or a tax accountant or any other professional service provider that would help us through some sort of a process, right? They work directly for us. We pay them a reasonable fee for service, and that's how it goes. They are your advocate. They negotiate for you. They represent you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. To me, that made perfect sense. We are true consultants. We help people in their greatest time of need. We are 100% objective and unbiased. There are no conflicts of interest in our business model, period. So we work directly for you. We represent you and your family. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes we can negotiate on your behalf and save you money. There have been so many clients, we save them way more money than our reasonable flat fee for service. They were really happy they contacted Senior Care Consulting. Let me tell you that. So that's our business model. A flat fee for service. We work really hard for our clients. This is a roll out the red carpet type of a service. This is a high level, very personalized service for you and your family. And every time we work with the family, we're reacting to their unique situation. And we customize and custom tailor our program and our service to their unique situation. So that is our approach, and that's our business model. Now, if that is resonating with you and you're like, you know what? I've been working in the world of senior care. That sounds really, really interesting. That sounds great. I love the pro-consumer, you know, consumer advocate type of an approach. I love the fact that we are helping people with one of the biggest decisions that they could ever make. I love the fact that we are helping people in really one of their greatest times of need. I love that. I would like to do that. I'd be really interested in delivering that service in my city. Okay? So if that is you, okay, the good news is my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we are in the process of expanding our model nationwide. So we are in the process. We're actually currently speaking with some folks who are interested in different parts of the country, open their own senior care consulting franchise. So we will train you. You will become an expert in senior care. We'll train you on our exact service and how to conduct the assessment, how to deliver the service, how to do the tours, the whole thing. We'll train you on how to do that. Now, you are starting your own business, and there are startup costs. So there are costs to starting up and opening and the ongoing expenses of owning and operating your own service. This is a business, okay? But I'll tell you what, it's very reasonable to get started up in this field with senior care consulting. And again, we will help you do that. I'm creating a founders club. And the Founders Club is this. For the first five in, we're going to give a nice reduction in the franchise fee, and we're going to give you a lot more territory for the money. So that, you know, that package is going to be worth a lot of money for our first five in, our Founders Club. Okay? So if you are interested in that, reach out and give us a call at 1-833-SCC-FRAN. That's 1-833-SCC-FRAN. You could also go on the website, seniorcareconsulting.com, and then just go to the franchise page, and you could learn more about it there. Talk about work-life balance. When you own your own business, by the way, and your child has an orchestra performance right after school at 4 p.m., guess what? You don't have to ask your boss if you can leave early to go see your child's orchestra performance. You schedule around that and you go to your child's orchestra performance. That's how it works. Okay? You have total flexibility in your schedule. You are a business owner. You can have work-life balance. That's how this works. Okay? Again, if that resonates with you, 833-SCC-FRAN. Go to seniorcareconsulting.com to the franchise page and learn more about that. Submit a franchise form, give us a call, send us an email, whatever you'd like to do, reach out and let's talk about that. All right. So we're going to end up the program today, again, talking about Senior Care Live. It's our 12th anniversary. I can't believe we started that way back in July of 2013. And, you know, I'm a little bit of an overly confident person. my wife says now, you know, that might be interpreted as cocky, and I'm not. I'm very confident, and that there's a big difference there. I'm very confident. But she's like, now, are you sure you want to do that? It sounds like a lot of work. And, oh, honey, how hard could it be? You know, I hear all these guys on the radio, and they just get on there and they talk. Well, I know what I'm talking about. So little did I know, when I started the program, there's a lot of work that goes into this. And we make it sound really easy. But it's not. It's not. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of prep time. And frankly, you get better over time with practice, just like with anything else. But the first few times I was on the radio on my own with my own show, man, my heart was pumping. My mouth was dry. And I was like, They turned out pretty good, okay? But over time, you keep practicing and practicing, you kind of get used to it. As with anything, you get better and better and better. And I just want to thank everyone from the bottom of my heart for listening to the program, for telling your friends, your family, your neighbors about the program, for sharing the podcast. I have met so many people over all the years. Hey, we heard you on the radio. This is a really good show. Thanks for what you do. And I just want to say thank you so much for listening to the program and continuing to support Senior Care Live. It means so much to me. I'm honored, and I want to thank you very, very much. All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Carville, Texas, getting more rain.
I am on Guadalupe Street, which is one of the streets that was very impacted by the flooding on July 4th. There are homes here that were destroyed or seriously impacted. At about 1 in the morning last night, we did get a knock on the door from the police. They said that they were letting everyone know to stand by, that there was a chance for evacuations, a chance for flooding, and they would come back if we needed to evacuate, and they did not come back. The rain here really started in earnest around 7:50 in the morning.
Border czar Tom Homan says the Trump administration will appeal a judge's ruling on illegal immigration raids in Los Angeles. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Homan said he doesn't think any federal judge can dictate immigration policy, adding that's a matter for Congress and the president. The Senate version of the fiscal 2026 defense policy bill would authorize an extra $32 billion for national security spending. Retired Admiral Mark Montgomery says that's more than 2% of the GDP.
As a result of this, the base budget stayed around $838 billion, plus there's like $34 billion or so in, or $848 billion, and there's about $34 billion in Department of Energy, this nuclear weapons, for a total defense budget of around $880 billion. Hugh, that's about 2.9% of GDP. Now, you add in the 157, it gets you up to 3.3.
Health officials in Arizona say a person is dead from plague. The unidentified patient came into the emergency room at the hospital in Flagstaff and died the same day. Testing results confirm the person died from pneumatic plague, which is caused by the same bacteria as the bubonic plague that devastated Europe in the 14th century. Pneumonic affects the lungs. Bubonic affects the lymph nodes. More at townhall.com.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Sotheby's Geek Week auction features a Mars rock, a dinosaur, and even more. Julie Walker has more on the story.
For sale, a 54-pound rock, estimated auction price $2 to $4 million. Sotheby's Cassandra Hatton explains why.
This Martian meteorite is the largest piece of Mars we have ever found, by a long shot.
And it kind of just looks like a rock.
We know that it was ejected from the red planet, likely from a massive asteroid strike.
She says sampling confirms it's from Mars. A meteorite hunter hit the mother lode in 2023, finding it in Niger. Also up for auction, Sotheby's has a juvenile dinosaur skeleton that's more than 6 feet tall and nearly 11 feet long. Julie Walker, New York.
News and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency leads to state-level DOGE initiatives.
Critics say some of these initiatives are nothing new or duplicative. However, some governors are using their DOGE vehicles to target welfare programs or diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The state initiatives have a markedly different character than President Trump's slash-and-burn approach. Steve Slavinsky of the Libertarian Cato Institute says much of what he's seen is the same mundane stuff that states do routinely to save money.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The FDA approves the first-ever once-a-year flea treatment for dogs. The Bravecto Quantum shot has been approved for dogs and puppies 6 months old and older. The vaccination's an alternative to treatments that need to be given every month. The shot may cause neurological damage and seizures in some dogs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The market for DEXA is projected to grow at a rate of 8% annually to reach a total of $1.57 billion by 2029. So it's a profitable industry for companies like Hologic that make DEXA scanners. And then when you get a DEXA scan, it's pretty likely that if you're a 50 or 60-year-old woman, you get a DEXA scan, you'll get a subpar score because it's natural that bone density declines as you age. And then it's likely that your doctor will aggressively put you on an osteoporosis medication. That market, too, is very lucrative, hence the conveyor belt from test to treatment. The global market for a popular category of osteoporosis drug, the older drugs, bisphosphonates like Fosamax, Actonel, and Boniva, over $4 billion in 2024, and North America comprises 40% of the global market for these osteoporosis drugs. And these osteoporosis drugs have now been superseded by newer, pricier osteoporosis drugs like Prolia. Prolia, without insurance reimbursement or rebates, is $1,875 per injection, which must be administered every 6 months, sometimes indefinitely. So ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. By 2030, the global Prolia market is expected to reach $7.2 billion, and there are other copycat drugs. But there are some doubts about whether this is a prudent strategy. It turns out, and I wrote about this in an article a few months back. The article is entitled Screening for Osteoporosis to Prevent Fractures, a Systematic Evidence Review. And it concluded that the benefits of screening were seen only in high-risk women over 65. And yet we're screening a lot of low-risk women. The benefits of screening younger women, they say, at the time of menopause, which is kind of par for the course these days, the benefits were small. There were 5 to 6 fewer fractures per 1,000 participants screened. So a lot of screening at great expense and a lot of prescriptions for medications. And they say, given these uncertainties before ordering bone mineral density tests in younger postmenopausal women, clinicians should counsel patients about the lack of evidence regarding benefits versus harms of initiating osteoporosis drug treatment at this life stage. Well, if there are no harms, why not do it? Why not just go on these medications? But there are harms. It's well known that if you go on some of the older traditional drugs, and to some extent some of the newer drugs, you may get harder bones, denser bones, but that doesn't translate into a reduction in the risk of fractures because the bones may be less healthy, more brittle. And in fact, one of the side effects that I uncovered in relationship to Fosamax, the oldest and most frequently prescribed bisphosphonate drug, is its potential effect on mood. They found that the risk of depressive symptoms was over 14-fold greater in patients taking Fosamax under the age of 65. Over 4-fold greater for patients over 65 compared to the control. And the new drugs, they've been demonstrated to improve bone density, but the absolute risk reduction is very modest. There's a 0.4% decrease in hip fractures. 0.4%. That's almost nothing. Also, people who take Prolia are at an increased risk of serious infections leading to hospitalizations. And so, in that context, let me mention a new study just out, June 26th. It turns out that some bone density treatments are linked to increased likelihood of heart attack and atrial fibrillation. When they looked at bisphosphonates as a whole, they did not increase the risk of heart attack or atrial fibrillation or stroke. But patients who received Forteo were 35% more likely to experience a heart attack than those prescribed, in this case, the placebo, which was calcium or vitamin D. Patients who received Forteo or another pricey osteoporosis medication, very popular these days, that's the one that's cost $1,875 per injection. Patients who were prescribed Forteo were 44% more likely to experience atrial fibrillation. Those who got Prolia, 23% more likely to experience atrial fibrillation. And the suggestion is that maybe, just maybe, the downsides of these medications outweigh the benefits. Now, what are you going to do if you prefer not to take a medication? Well, for some people, their osteoporosis is so severe, their likelihood of fracture so high, that maybe it warrants the risks associated with these medications. I prescribe them. I'm very conservative about prescribing them, but sometimes women need them, and men in some cases. Men get osteoporosis too, usually at an older age. But a fracture for a male is actually more dangerous than a fracture for a woman, statistics show. So the preferred way to deal with this is via hormone replacement therapy, testosterone for men and bioidentical hormone replacement for women, demonstrably slows the progression of osteoporosis along with weight-bearing exercise. Yeah, you got to do that. You also need balanced training because, let's face it, you can have the strongest bones in the world, but if you lose the ability to stabilize yourself when you hit a crack in the pavement or when you're stepping off a curb, you're more likely to get a fracture, right? So these more natural conservative measures, along with calcium, vitamin D, nutrients like boron and strontium, and I've talked at length about the benefits of strontium, a drug in Europe, but here, available over-the-counter, these measures, I think, are safer and more natural alternatives. And this mania that we have for screening at a young age, well, yeah, given, okay, say you've had to take steroids for asthma or for ulcerative colitis, you might be at high risk for osteoporosis, and thus you deserve screening. Or maybe you broke a bone, and then upon screening, it turns out you do have osteoporosis. In those select groups, using medication judiciously makes sense. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. I've long been a fan of digestive enzymes. They not only address GI complaints, they also facilitate absorption of key nutrients. But in the past, quality has been hit or miss. Now, Holozyme has been introduced as a scientifically formulated digestive enzyme that provides a comprehensive solution. Holozyme is different because it's the only digestive enzyme that marries the specific enzyme strain and perfect mineral cofactor that together create the most activated enzyme in the world, which is why I've chosen to recommend it to my Intelligent Medicine listeners. Imagine enjoying your favorite foods without the concern of gas, bloating, undigested foods, stomach pain, and cramping. With Holozyme, you can stop worrying about all of that while absorbing more nutrients, increasing your energy, and bolstering your immunity. Holozyme's efficacy is proven in 6 pilot clinical trials. For more information and to order, visit healthygut.com. Use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off your order. That's healthygut.com, healthygut.com for Holozyme. Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, so I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hey, Redding, stay big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office. So if you want to call and record a question, we'll be happy to answer it on a future program. Barbie gets a CGM, a continuous glucose monitor. The makers of Barbie, I guess that, well, that's Mattel, right? Barbie is launching its first doll with type 1 diabetes. The new doll features a continuous glucose monitor and has an insulin pump, a little like device attached to her waist. Two medical devices that people use, carry, or wear when they have type 1 diabetes. And according to the senior vice president of Barbie, and she has the title of Global Head of Dolls, she says, quote, "Introducing a Barbie doll with type 1 diabetes marks an important step in our commitment to inclusivity and representation. Barbie helps shape children's early perceptions of the world, and by reflecting medical conditions like type 1 diabetes, we ensure more kids can see themselves in the stories they imagine of the dolls they love." One problem with this is that, indeed, it is true that in type 1 diabetes, you can be very, very thin. In fact, that's a hallmark of the onset of type 1 insulin-dependent diabetes. Without insulin, you progressively lose weight. You can't maintain body fat stores or lean muscle, and you kind of waste away. So this Barbie, like all Barbies, they did a thing where they calculated the BMI, the body mass index of Barbie. It turns out to be 16.24. Less than 18.5 is underweight. Over 25 or over 26 is overweight. Over 30 is considered obese. So when they talk about inclusivity and representation, unfortunately these days there's a heck of a lot more kids who are obese and suffer from type 2 diabetes, the kind that is associated with overweight. So, yeah, I don't know, but the Barbie is unrealistically thin and has an incredible thigh gap, which creates a lot of expectations among young girls, and they end up hating their bodies, which don't conform. Folks, I've got exciting news from one of my favorite products. It's NT Factor. You've heard me talk about the natural energy-producing benefits and anti-aging effects of NT Factor's line of nutritional supplements. They target the mitochondria. Now they're offering a rare 50% off sale on one of the most important products, NT Factor with D3K2. NT Factor D2 is a chewable vanilla wafer that combines vitamins D3 and K2 with patented NT Factor lipids, providing comprehensive support for your bone health, cardiovascular health, and mitochondrial function above all. There's a unique synergy of these three nutrients, which assures efficient calcium metabolism, reduction in oxidative stress, and restoration of your cellular energy production. Perfect for anyone dealing with fatigue, age-related conditions, or chronic illness. Visit ntfactor.com to take advantage of this rare, limited-time 50% offer. It's a great time to stock up, and if you haven't tried it, this is a great opportunity to get started. Just use coupon code 50OFF at checkout at ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for 50% off. Ntfactor with D3K2. Okay, so if you want to find out what's going on in your gut, you can take a stool test, but the stool test, it doesn't really mirror what's happening deep within your body, because things change as they're excreted from the body. If you want to know what's going on inside your body, there's an innovation, a powerful pill that can reveal what's going on in your gut. Not available at your local doctor's office yet, but they're pioneering something called the PillTrect that's lined with electrochemical sensors that can measure pH, temperature, metabolites, ions, even serotonin and dopamine right in your gut. Don't worry, the pill is very tiny, just 7 millimeters in diameter and 25 millimeters in length. It's very small, but it can tell you what's going on inside you. Yeah, all right. A new innovation coming to a gastroenterologist near you. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With my purpose, I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From the big beautiful bill to the new defense budget, is the spending getting out of control, or is there a plan behind the actions? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. After all, this is a call-in show. 877-726-8255 is a way to get on the air with your question. So let's hear one of those recorded questions.
Dr. Hoffman, I'm interested in your ideas about products for hair growth. I believe James Lavelle had some suggestions on earlier podcasts. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, when it comes to hair growth, just like Miracle-Gro works on plants sometimes, and sometimes it's a question of, you know, which nutrients does your scalp need, but for the most part, I'm not a big fan of the Miracle-Gro theory of hair growth, putting stuff on your scalp to make your hair sprout. I'm more of a fan of the notion that what you put in your mouth has an impact on your hair growth. And by that I mean, we'll talk a little later about inflammation and its effect on the body. One of the things that interferes with hair growth is generalized inflammation. Ask anyone with a serious inflammatory disease like ulcerative colitis or, you know, rheumatoid arthritis, and there may be hair manifestations of that. So reducing inflammation is great through an anti-inflammatory diet and or supplements that may tamp down inflammation, taking oral things like fish oil and curcumin, and also getting adequate protein, which is a building block for hair formation. After all, hair is composed of protein. It's also largely composed of collagen. So taking collagen internally can provide the building blocks for hair growth. And getting adequate iron is particularly important for women. Less of an issue for men who are less likely to be iron deficient, but for some women, iron deficiency is an issue. There's some evidence that oral biotin is helpful. And when it comes to the topical products for hair growth, there's a whole raft of them. And typical ingredients include caffeine, which is thought to have a bit of a stimulatory effect on hair follicles. I think the evidence on that is there, but it's rather weak, not very compelling. Applying the biotin topically to your hair, to your scalp, is, you know, maybe going to do something, but it can't overcome genetic propensity to hair loss, or what's called androgenic alopecia, where men lose hair because of their hormone levels. Saw palmetto is something that is said to mimic the effects of drugs like Avodart and Propecia, drugs that are taken internally for blocking a type of testosterone that is responsible for hair loss. But the problem is that when you block that type of testosterone, you can get sexual side effects or mood side effects, and there's a lot of men who regret taking those drugs orally, and they're becoming increasingly unpopular. There's also obviously minoxidil, which you apply to the scalp, and that does work. It does work to some extent in promoting hair proliferation and growth. The only problem is when you stop using it, you regress to the mean, you go back to square one. So there are non-prescription forms of minoxidil that you can get over the counter. You can go to a dermatologist or a hair specialist, and they'll give you a more revved-up version of minoxidil. Taking very low doses of oral minoxidil. Now, minoxidil is a blood pressure medication. You don't want to take too much because it will drop your blood pressure precipitously if you take too much. But taking a very small dose has been shown, like 2.5 or even 5 milligrams. The dosage for blood pressure control is 100 or 150 milligrams. Taking a small amount of that is sometimes helps to promote hair growth, but it has the side effect of promoting hair growth everywhere, not just on your scalp. So you can, if you're a woman, you can develop a little bit of a mustache or some chin hairs. So these are some of the things that can make a difference. What is in the future is they will develop stem cell therapies that will enable stem cells to be applied to the scalp that will, in effect, take root and sprout hairs and regenerate hair in parts of the scalp, which have been denuded. That is, I mean, talk about these blockbuster weight loss drugs. That's the holy grail of rejuvenative cosmetic medicine, is to develop some way of restoring hair without having to go through costly and arduous hair implantation procedures. But for the time being, I'm a little skeptical about some of these topical formulas that combine, you know, everything from seaweed to exotic herbs that you apply to your hair. There's even some caps that use infrared light to stimulate the hair follicles. And there's a little bit of evidence that those work, but, you know, applying an expensive, infrared light cap to your head every day may be a little over the top for some people to have to do for the slight benefits that it might confer. So there you have it. All right. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. That's why I like them, including a suite of supplements for joint and muscle support. There's D-Flame, Ache Action, and Protocol's Bone Support Formula. D-Flame is a proprietary blend of complementary herbs that may help to support occasional aches and pains of overexertion. And you take it on a daily basis, but for fast relief, try Ache Action. Its principal ingredient is a trademark form of Boswellia, and clinical tests have shown a meaningful decrease in pain and a significant improvement in joint health within 5 days. And there's Protocol's Bone Support Formula, which includes a compound that makes up the crystalline matrix of bone and teeth. It's hydroxyapatite, the substance that gives them their rigidity. For more information or to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. Okay, we've been talking a lot about inflammation, and in fact, they've coined a term, inflammaging. And it's one of the pathways towards aging and declining health span and decreased longevity is chronic inflammation. And it's thought to be something that's inevitable, that it's simply as you age, you become more inflamed. And we see this manifested as skin inflammation. We see it as the inflammation that affects our arteries, causing atherosclerosis, the inflammation that affects our brain, causing Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease and dementias. We see that as the inflammation that affects our joints and the inflammation that makes us go, ouch, when we try to get up from a chair. So there's a new study that calls into question the long-held belief that chronic inflammation is a universal marker of aging. Researchers compared industrialized Western populations with indigenous groups and found that inflammation is strongly tied to lifestyle and environmental exposure. So here's what they did. They looked at folks in Western countries, and they found that they had chronic low-grade inflammation that got worse as they aged. Then they looked at two indigenous non-industrialized populations, popular with anthropologists. They're very few and far between, by the way, but they're often studied to find out about the circumstances of Paleolithic life, you know, the paleo diet, the paleo lifestyle. The Tsamani of the Bolivian Amazon and the Orang Asli of Peninsular Malaysia live under isolated conditions and resemble hunter-gatherers from pre-civilization. And they found that both Westerners and inhabitants of these far-flung cultures had inflammation. The inflammaging signature was similar. But it turns out that in the indigenous groups, the inflammation levels were largely driven by infection rather than age. So there's something happening in the West where we're exposed to chemicals, or we're exposed to poor diet, or it's our sedentary lifestyles that renders us more prone to inflammation, which accelerates the risk for diseases like chronic kidney disease, Alzheimer's, and cardiovascular disease. But they say in populations who have high infection rates, inflammation appears to be a response to an infectious challenge rather than a burden of aging itself, because it turns out that 66% of Somali in the Amazon had at least one intestinal parasite infection. Over 70% of the Malaysian indigenous had a prevalent infection. Inflammation markers were linked to chronic disease in industrial populations, but not in indigenous groups. So the implication is the study challenges the assumption of universal aging biomarkers and point to an evolutionary mismatch between our immune systems and the environments we now live in. In other words, the inflammation that Somani and the Orang Asli experience may be a more natural response to pathogens. Yeah, one of the trade-offs is that we live in sterile environments. We don't have parasites. We have far less in the way of diseases that kill us. And by the way, lifespan is limited in people who don't have antibiotics and have poorer sanitation, who are prey to parasites. But the immune system responds by creating an inflammatory reaction. And that inflammatory reaction is a natural inflammatory reaction. In the West, we have more inflammation because of exposure to unnatural things, not parasites, not bacteria, not environmental toxins that are part of the natural environment. So, interesting study suggesting that we need to revise our views about the natural course of inflammation. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
A big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new extra support sleep and calm wellness blends. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for joint and muscle support, D-Flame, Deflame, Ache Action, and Protocol's Bone Support Formula. Deflame is a proprietary blend of complementary herbs that may help to support occasional aches and pains of overexertion. Ache Action's principal ingredient is a trademark form of Boswellia. Clinical tests have shown a meaningful decrease in pain and a significant improvement in joint health within 5 days. And Protocol's Bone Support Formula includes a compound that makes up the crystalline matrix of bone and teeth. It's the substance that gives them their rigidity. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable Pocket Hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you.
For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text SUMMER to 64000. That's SUMMER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. S-U-M-M-E-R to 64000.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From the big, beautiful bill to the new defense budget, is the spending getting out of control, or is there a plan behind the actions? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is the number. I'll give you a little bit of a preview of a newsletter article that I'm writing for next week's Intelligent Medicine newsletter. You can go to drhoffman.com and it'll prompt you to enter your email and you can subscribe to the newsletter. And we've revised the format of our newsletter to make it more readable. We're also chunking one big, long newsletter into some bite-sized newsletters that we'll send to you throughout the week. So if you like the newsletter, you don't have to wait till Wednesday when it drops. We'll be providing you with snippets of our newsletter in piecemeal fashion throughout the week. Headline, RFK Jr. wants every American to wear a fitness tracker. Fitness trackers and wearable devices are all the rage. The granddaddy of wearables is, I guess it's the Fitbit. It's a device in its in a rudimentary form that registered walking steps, which popularized 10,000 steps per day as something we should all strive for. But it turns out that that's not a magic number, and peak fitness gains can be achieved by the majority of people with more modest exertion. Some studies, and I've talked about these, have pegged 6,000 to 8,000 per day as the sweet spot. But the main point is, you know, be all that you can be and use the Fitbit to motivate you to go for it. Okay. You know, and if it, you know, if you have really severe hip or knee problems, do less. Just do less. You know, just do something. Something is better than nothing. So, at a congressional hearing last month, RFK Jr. declared, "My vision is that every American is wearing a wearable within 4 years. Wearables put the power of health back in the hands of the American people." And to reach that goal, RFK promised, quote, "the biggest campaign in American history to take control over their own health." He also heralded that wearables have the potential to enable Americans to, quote, "see what food is doing to their glucose levels, their heart rates, and a number of other metrics as they eat it." So, yeah, there's a whole lot of wearables out there, and they're pioneering new wearable concepts all the time. I use my watch to see if I'm pushing near my red zone of my heart rate. My Apple Watch registers heart rate, but it can also give you information about your VO2 max, which is how much oxygen you consume. It's a measure of fitness, and your heart rate variability, which is the beat-to-beat variation in your heart rate, which the higher it is, the more supple and balanced your autonomic nervous system is. So these are useful metrics. One of the problems is that the watches now allow you to detect abnormalities of heart rhythm. And this has led to apps that warn you of atrial fibrillation, which can hike the risk of stroke. But there's a lot of false positives with those. And doctors complain that they're besieged by users of smartwatches whose wearers are needlessly worried over arrhythmia alerts. You know, call your doctor. And, you know, it turns out it's like a glitch in the algorithm or maybe some aberrant motion set it off. I've got a little story to tell. A recent mishap that befell a family acquaintance illustrates the potential of wearables to safeguard seniors. She's 90, but she's, you know, active and cognitively sharp and lives alone and independently. But while fiddling with a dog to get it back into the car, she fell backward awkwardly on her shoulder. And she realized that she couldn't get back up. She was in pain. She immediately received a message on the Apple Watch that she was luckily wearing that a fall had been registered by its motion detectors, and that 911 responders would be dispatched. I mean, you can cancel that, but they'll automatically send someone if you don't cancel out the 911 response. And she was actually able to talk to the 911 responder via her watch because she couldn't get to her phone. Her phone was in the car, and they geolocated her to send an ambulance. So it turns out she was okay. She did have a broken humerus, broken arm bone. But after an overnight stay at the hospital, she's sent home with 24-hour care arranged. So this can be a boon to seniors. Soon to arrive, wrist applications for blood pressure. I don't like the wrist blood pressure monitors yet, but they're going to crack the code on those. Eventually, they will have blood sugar monitors. They now have CGMs, but you have to kind of slap those onto your shoulder, and they have like a little tiny needle that goes under your skin. Some people don't like that, but eventually watches will do that. And, you know, these are great for monitoring your blood sugar because you can see how different meals affect your blood sugar, whether sleep deprivation or exercise helps to improve your blood sugar. I've really found them extremely helpful for not just diabetics, but for ordinary people to optimize their diet and motivate them to stick to the straight and narrow in terms of health habits. So, yeah, I think there's great potential there. Just want to become too OCD about your devices. And I talk about that in an upcoming newsletter, so check it out via drhoffman.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be back with more of Intelligent Medicine when we return. 877-726-8255, our number.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together, in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community, because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tosha Stevens. A fast-moving wildfire near the Grand Canyon is raging out of control. The White Sage Fire has exploded in size from 1,000 acres to nearly 20,000. The National Park Service says the wildfire was sparked by lightning strikes Thursday. About 500 visitors have been evacuated from the area. The historic Grand Canyon Lodge, the only lodging on the Grand Canyon's north rim, has been destroyed, along with the visitor center, gas station, wastewater treatment plant, and an administrative building. Meanwhile, more heavy rain Sunday in south-central Texas.
The fire department has said that they are suspending search and rescue operations at this time due to the flooding. They've asked anyone who has any kind of equipment down near the river to remove it. I've received two emergency alerts this morning. One came at about 7:50, right when the rain began in this area. And I received a second one from the National Weather Service sometime later.
Some 170 people are still missing. Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt tells Salem Radio Network that there's no reason for the federal government to continue funding public broadcasting.
It's just insane. I mean, NPR, PBS are incredibly biased. They don't deserve any federal dollars. They can go, you know, raise the rest of it on their own. And then, of course, with the USAID funding, you've got, you know, Sesame Street in Iraq and DEI, you know, in Burma and all this ridiculous transgender ideology that we're spending State Department dollars on across the world. It's really a big, big mission creep.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the agency is looking into building more illegal immigrant detention centers in other states. At a news conference in Tampa Saturday, Noem said over 286,000 illegal immigrants have been arrested so far. 70% are facing charges or have prior convictions, and some 600 illegals have been linked to terrorism. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that. You can't go there. You can't play your favorite sport. You better sit this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms, one where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
A plan takes shape for Ukraine weapons sales. Julie Walker has more.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte says he's set to meet President Trump early this week on the heels of the U.S. leader announcing plans to sell NATO allies weaponry that it can then pass on to Ukraine. Trump is also facing bipartisan calls to support legislation crippling Russia's oil industry and hit Moscow with U.S. sanctions for its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. The legislation in part calls for a 500% tariff on goods imported from countries that continue to buy Russian oil, gas, uranium, and other exports. Trump has become increasingly exasperated with Russian leader Vladimir Putin in recent days and has laid into him for prolonging the war. I'm Julie Walker.
CDC's tick bite data tracker says emergency room visits related to tick bites have jumped, reaching the highest point in 5 years nationally. More at townhall.com. A Christian cross is raised at the site of the Texas floods tragedy.
A Texas carpenter has built a massive cross outside Camp Mystic to honor the victims of the deadly flash floods 4th of July weekend.
I hope it helps the families.
Bill Hardy is with Hardy Custom Cabinet.
I feel horrible for them. I can't imagine. I've got five daughters and one son, and I can't imagine losing one of them.
Hardy lost his entire woodworking shop in 2010 to an electrical fire. So when crossbearer Dan Beasley reached out about having one made for the flood victims, the answer was yes. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Officials with Baltimore police say they've arrested a 13-year-old girl for attempted armed robbery. Police say the girl broke into a liquor store, poured alcohol into a container, and then tried to leave. She's accused of property damages, carrying a knife, and threatening employees when they tried to intervene. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with a motion picture leading lady starring in an offering of suspense. Then later we resume the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Duke Red Matter. Susan Peters' best-known films include Random Harvest, Song of Russia, and The Sign of the Ram. She's joined in this broadcast by Wally Mayer, Bill Johnstone, and Joseph Kearns. It's from December 12, 1946.
Suspense. Tonight, Roma Wines bring you the MGM star, Miss Susan Peters, in They Call Me Patrice, a suspense play produced, edited, and directed for Roma Wines by William Spear.
That I first met Patrice. It was all over and done with. I was on my way back to San Francisco. Not that I cared much just then where I was going. At least I had friends in San Francisco, and it would be easier there as long as I had to start out from scratch again anyway. She was one of those friendly, trusting, wide-eyed girls who give you their life history at the drop of a hat. Besides, she was happy. She wanted to talk. She was a bride.
My, that was a good dinner. Do you think I'll ever be able to cook a meal like that, Hugh?
You can't do better than that. It's the DeBalls Court. It's for you, young lady.
Why, Mr. Hazard, I thought it was a wonderful dinner. And thank you.
Oh, forget it. Nice to have you with us.
Hugh, I think I'll step into the ladies' lounge here and do a little primping. I always feel so messy on these trains.
Okay, I'll meet you back and I'll see you.
Want to come with me, Helen?
All right, yeah.
Well, tomorrow when we arrive, work will be over.
Hugh says I'm silly, but I can't help being nervous.
Nervous?
About meeting his people. His brother and his mother, that is. And his dad is dead. They're terribly wealthy, I guess. I suppose I'm a snob. That shouldn't make any difference, should it?
It's nice, though. But they'll like you, don't you worry.
But sometimes I'm afraid they'll expect that nothing less than a raving beauty is good enough for their Hugh. And I know I'm not that.
Don't they even know what you look like?
Not even a picture. Isn't that awful? But you see, we were married in Europe. We were both working for UNRWA. And then we had a chance to get a boat back home the next day. And all we had time to do was send them a cable. And now I'm scared to death.
Does your own family live in California?
I don't have any family.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. It was a long time ago. Oh, would you mind holding my ring while I wash? I have such a horror of losing it. It slipped down a drain in Paris once, and they had to take the whole pipe out to get it back.
Oh, it's a lovely ring.
Isn't it? I told you we shouldn't spend so much money on a ring, but you know how men are sometimes. See what it says on the inside?
Hugh and Patrice. That's nice.
Try it on if you want to.
Isn't it supposed to be bad luck? I mean to take your ring off.
Bad luck? I couldn't have any bad luck. Oh, my, this road is rough.
At first, it just seemed as though everything was white. White ceiling and white porcelain things around me. The white uniform bending over me, the white coverlet on the bed. My hands lying there, pale and white, too. And then I saw a ring on the third finger of my left hand. I brought it up before my eyes. Things began to come back then.
Well, how are you feeling now?
How long have I been here?
Almost 2 days.
What happened? What happened to?
To who?
There was another girl. I was talking to another girl, and then... Is she all right?
Did you know her very well?
Just on the train. Is she all right?
No.
She's dead?
Yes.
Oh.
Is there anyone else you want to ask about?
What happened to?
To him?
Yes.
You're going to have to be a very brave girl. Can you be?
Yes.
Your husband wasn't saved either, Patrice.
For a long while, I just lay there, thinking. I hadn't decided yet. I was just thinking. The things that she had told me echoing around in my head. They're terribly wealthy. Never see me, not even in a picture. No family of my own. They're terribly wealthy. Terribly wealthy. The next afternoon, the nurse came in with a big bunch of flowers.
Well, we're looking lots better today.
I feel better. Where did those come from?
Do you think you feel well enough to have visitors?
Visitors?
Of course, you don't have to.
Who?
Can't you guess, honey?
Oh, but I don't think that I...
Oh, now, honey, it'll do you a world of good.
Well, I'm frightened.
Frightened?
But I've never seen them before.
You haven't? Well, I declare. Don't you worry one little bit, honey. They're just the nicest folks you'd ever meet anywhere. I know they think an awful lot of you.
Do they?
I'll bring them in.
Mrs. Hazard, you can come in now. Only just a minute or two ago.
Yes, I am. Patrice, I'm Hugh's mother. How do you do? And this is my other son, Bill.
Hello, Patrice.
Hello. My dear, you know we can only stay a minute. But I don't want to talk about anything that's painful to you.
It's
all right. I just want you to know that your loss, our loss, is something I hope we can overcome together.
We both feel that, Patrice.
Thank you. Now, as soon as you're well, in a few days, we're going to take you home with us to Caulfield. And we want you to know that our home
will be your home. Always. Oh, I don't see how...
Now, you let us do the planning for a while, Patrice. I'm afraid you're not in very good shape for it just yet.
Patrice, from everything we both know of Hugh, we know he'd want it that way, don't we? It's hard to lose a son, as it was hard for you to lose your mother.
I know.
But it'll be easier now. Now that I have a daughter, and you have a mother. You see?
I don't know what to say, Mrs. Hazard.
Not Mrs. Hazard, dear. From now on, it's Mother.
You see,
Come on, my dear. Say it.
Yes. Mother. What would you have done? Don't judge me unless you worked in a hash house or behind the counter of a third-rate department store and scrimped and sobbed to keep up appearances. Don't judge me unless you've been through that and suddenly had a chance to trade it all in for security and wealth and a home. Just because somebody somewhere made a little mistake, you're the daughter-in-law of a wealthy family in California. And all you have to do is keep your mouth shut and not deny it. What would you have done? I kept my mouth shut. And there were clothes and a car and a lovely room of my own. And a mother. And Bill. Bill was my brother-in-law. The brother-in-law of Patrice. Because I wasn't Helen Georgeson anymore. I wasn't the poor, bedraggled little girl who'd been divorced 2 months ago by a rotten leech of a husband. I was Patrice. For 2 months. And then everything seemed to happen at once. And just one day, today, began at breakfast this morning.
More coffee, Bill?
No, thanks. I have to run in a minute.
You know, Patrice, I was in Paris once, as a girl, oh, many years ago. Tell me, has it changed much since those days?
Changed?
How can she answer that, Mother? She wasn't there when you were, so how could she know if it's different than it was then?
Oh, you know what I mean. Don't be so technical.
Why, yes, it has changed, I suppose.
You and Hugh were married there, weren't you?
No, Mother, London. Don't you remember the letter with some London letterhead?
You mean the cable?
No, dear. I remember the cable, of course. I mean the letter. And I'm positive it had a Paris postmark, Bill. I have it right upstairs somewhere. I can show you.
Well, you hardly have to do that. Patrice certainly knows where she was married.
All right, Smarty, we'll see. Which was it, Patrice? London or Paris?
It was London.
Well, I could have sworn.
But we left right away for Paris. You see, I think what happened was that Hugh left the letter in London, and, well, he didn't get a chance to mail it until we got to Paris.
Well, that probably was it. Funny, I don't remember anything about London, though.
About Mrs. Hazard, the morning mail.
Oh, thank you, Stephen. Just put it right down here.
Yes, ma'am.
Bills. And circulars. Oh, here's one for you, Bill.
Huh?
Fred Ellis, I guess.
Oh, thanks.
Why, Patrice. Here's one for you.
For me?
Uh-huh. That's a local postmark, too. I wonder who it could be from.
Well, I don't know.
Why, Patrice, where are you going?
I just remembered. I think I left the bath water running.
The bath water?
The letter was typewritten. It was unsigned. All it said was, I know who you are. It was in the afternoon that I got the phone call. The hours in between were almost worse than anything else that happened. Wondering who it was who knew who I was. It was just by luck that I was downstairs when it rang. Hello?
I'd like to speak to Mrs. Hazard, please. The younger Mrs. Hazard.
This is she.
Oh. Hello, Helen. This is Steve.
Steve.
Well, I'm glad at least that you remember me. I was afraid that under the circumstances you might have forgotten.
What do you want?
I want to see you.
You know that can't be.
Oh, but I must. I want to hear all about it. The train wreck and everything.
It can't be done.
Now, Helen, I simply won't take no for an answer. You'll drive out of town along the lake road, and about 5 miles out on the left, you'll see a little bungalow with a green coupe standing out in front of it. I'll be waiting.
Look, Steve,
Ellen, for your own good, I think you'd better come. In fact, I know you'd better come.
I went, of course. He hadn't changed. A little more run down at the heel, a little more cynical and sardonic than usual, perhaps. But he hadn't changed. Oh, no, he hadn't changed.
And after I heard about the train wreck, it was comparatively simple. Oh, by the way, I identified your body. You owe me something for that, at least.
Owe you something?
Well, don't you think so? Well, what are you doing? Mental arithmetic?
I'm wondering how I could have ever married a man who'd stoop to blackmail.
Oh, come, Helen. Let's not be emotional about this. You have a very nice thing here.
I don't have a thing. They have the money. But
you do have your own bank account, don't you?
How much do you want?
I'm going to be very fair with you, Helen. The truth is, I need just enough for a little business venture in Mexico.
How much?
Only $1,000. If you have neglected to bring your checkbook with you, I have one here.
A check?
I said I was going to be fair. Don't you see, Helen, when the check goes through the bank and comes back to you with my signature on it, you'll have evidence against me. I think you call it blackmail.
Do you know another name for it?
I think you're being a little unkind, considering that when you get your check back, you'll have permanent insurance against my asking you for any more. Now, here. Make the check out to me, Helen, not to cash. And the name is Stephen Jordson, if you remember.
I remember.
Thank you, dear. I have an idea that I shall make a very handsome profit on this little investment.
I hope you do.
And when I do, darling, I promise that you will be the first to know.
That should have been enough. Enough for one day. But I might have known that it wouldn't be. I might have known if I'd stopped to think that I was only getting in deeper and deeper. There was a strange car in front of the house when I got back. I tried to come in quietly for fear someone would ask where I'd been. The family was in the library, and they couldn't help but see me.
Oh, Patrice!
Yes, Mother?
Won't you come in a minute, my dear? Patrice, do you know Mr. Winthrop?
I don't believe I do.
Mr. Winthrop is our attorney.
How do you do? Sit down, Patrice. Join the party.
Yes, dear, we want you to hear this. It concerns you.
Well, I think I've just about done my part. The rest of it is up to you two now.
All right. Shall I sign now?
Well, I think you'd better tell Patrice first. Don't you think she ought to know?
I'll tell her if you like. Perhaps I can explain it a little easier. You see, Mrs. Hazard is changing her will.
Her will?
Yes. Previously, her estate had been equally divided between her two sons. But now, since there is only one remaining heir, that is Bill, she's adding a codicil, providing that one half of her estate shall now go to you.
Well, don't look that way about it. You're not doing anybody out of anything, Patrice. I have the business Dad left for me.
No. No, you mustn't do it.
It was Bill's own suggestion, my dear.
I don't want any part of it.
Oh, don't you see? She feels that way on account of Hugh.
Oh, I know, Mother, but... Patrice!
You better go after her and try to talk.
All right, Patrice. Wait a minute. Listen to me. Patrice, what in the world?
You and Mother have been so wonderful to me.
Oh, why not? You're one of the family now.
I don't deserve it, that's all.
Listen, Patrice. There's something I want to tell you very seriously. I'll admit that it. First, I wondered if your coming to us, if the money had anything to do with it. I wondered about one or two other little things, but now I know. Because I know you, Patrice. And changing the will won't really make any difference now, because I...
No. No, wait, Bill. Don't.
You know, don't you?
Bill, please not yet. This isn't the time.
I know it hasn't been very long, but I've got to tell you. Now, I love you, Patrice. And I want you to marry me.
Oh, Bill.
Is it as bad as all that? I know I didn't say it right. But I see you every day, Patrice. I'm with you every day.
Why couldn't you just have given me a few more days?
Then there is some hope, Patrice.
I don't know.
Patrice, is it the past?
Oh, no. I've never really been in love. I've got to go now, Bill.
Are you afraid I'll kiss you?
I'm afraid... I want you to.
We're right in the middle of an episode of Suspense on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
This is Colonel Denny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show.
we address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, Redding, stay big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundle. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And now let's resume this episode of Suspense on Wynn Radio Wines.
And now Roma Wines bring back to our Hollywood soundstage Susan Peters in They Call Me Patrice, a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
It wasn't just the money, the security anymore. I'd have loved him if he'd been a pauper. This is it, he said. This was it, all right. At first, I hadn't wanted to go to the dance at the country club and be stared at and asked tactful questions about you. Now I was glad. Now it was pure escape from the turmoil of my thoughts and the guilt and indecision. Pure escape. I thought.
Well, if I'd known you dance this well...
Do I?
Hasn't anybody ever told you that before?
Not really.
Well, then I'll continue. That you're by far the most beautiful girl here.
Am I?
Oh, you know quite well you're perfectly aware of all this. And if you weren't, one look at that stag line would tell you. Patrice, what's the matter?
I must have stumbled.
Stumbled? Oh, not you.
I beg your pardon. Do you mind if I cut in?
Oh, Mrs. Hazard, Mr. Georgeson.
Oh, this is a very great pleasure, Mrs. Hazard.
Bill, I'll see you later.
Right, Patrice.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I've been moving in quite the best circles, didn't you know, Jim?
You shouldn't be dancing with me.
Why not?
You know why not. It's not safe.
Is there anything that is for someone in your position?
Leave me alone, can't you?
I want to talk to you about that.
No, not here.
Yes, I guess you're right. Come on, let's go out on the veranda. What I have to say won't take very long, dear.
Oh,
Oh, yes, yes. I think it's much better out here.
All right, Steve. What about the check?
Oh, yes, indeed. It's quite the nicest check I've ever had. In fact, I've still got it.
Aren't you going to cash it?
I'm afraid you weren't thinking very clearly this afternoon, Helen. You remember I told you that once that check passed through the bank and came back to you with my signature on it, you would be holding evidence against me.
Yes.
But, of course, if I don't catch it, if I just hang on to it, then I'm holding evidence against you, dear. Quite damaging evidence. Don't you see?
What do you want now?
Helen, I'm afraid I'm not interested in a mere $1,000.
Then give it back to me and I'll give you more, whatever I can.
Oh, no, 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 Helen. I have no intention of giving this check back to you. But do you see this envelope?
Yes.
You'll notice that it's addressed to William Hazard at his office so that you can't intercept it. It contains that check, and it's going into the mail tonight.
You wouldn't do that, Steve.
Oh, yes, I would. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless you take a little drive with me that I've planned for tonight. Oh, it's not far, just to Hastings, but it's over the state line, and there's a justice of the peace there.
Justice of the peace?
Mm-hmm. And he's going to make us man and wife all over again. Mr. and Mrs. Stephen Georgeson.
Steve!
No? Then I'll mail the check tonight.
Why? Why do you have to do this?
Mrs. Hazard, whom you've been calling your mother-in-law, can't last forever. And when she goes, of course, you'll inherit, oh, I should estimate, about $200,000. Under the law, is your husband, a third of that is mine. And for that kind of money, darling, I can afford to wait.
How could you? How could you?
You're the bride. I'll let you choose the time, but it must be tonight.
Oh, Steve, there must be some way.
There isn't. It's tonight, or I mail the check.
All right. But late. It's got to be late.
I see your point.
3 o'clock.
All right.
I'll meet you at your house. 3 o'clock.
And be on time, Helen, because the United States mail is always on time.
Oh, there you are, Patrice.
Oh, excuse me. Good night, Mrs. Hazard.
I've been looking for you.
I wasn't too long, was I?
Oh, no. Do you know that fellow, Georgeson?
No, I...
Well, I'm glad you don't. He's no good.
Oh?
It seems he's a professional gambler. I wasn't sure until tonight, but he's done some of our members out of quite a little money, including me.
Bill, would you take me home? I'm terribly tired.
Of course I will.
Thanks.
Patrice.
Yes, Bill?
Have you thought about what I said this afternoon?
Yes, Bill.
Well?
I can't give you an answer. Now.
Will it be soon?
Yes, Theo. Soon. There was nothing else to do now. I waited until the house was dark and I was sure everyone was asleep. And then I slipped out and got the gun that I'd found one day in a cupboard in the garage. And I drove out to meet Steve. He didn't need to worry about my being on time. I was right there on schedule.
Well, 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 well. Come in, come in. Anything you'd like to have before we start?
Yes. I'd like to see the check.
Why?
Oh, I just want to be sure you still have it.
Oh. All right. Here it is, right in my coat pocket. Helen. Helen, put down that gun.
You deserve
Helen.
It. Helen. You deserve every bit of it. I took the check out of his pocket and burned it there in the fireplace. I threw the gun as far as I could into the lake. And then I drove home and let myself into the dark, quiet house. And although I just killed a man, I slept like an innocent child.
Wake up, Patrice.
Bill, what time is it?
It's morning. I'm sorry to wake you, but it'd only give me a few minutes.
Bill, what's the matter?
I've just been arrested for murder.
Murder?
I just wanted you to know from me, first of all, and tell you I didn't do it. No matter how bad it looks, I didn't do it. But they know I threatened him publicly about the money he cheated me out of. And the bullets were the same as those for a German Mauser I got in the Far East. And people around town knew I had, though they haven't found the gun yet. Then they found me out there. I'd gone out to have a showdown with him. Farmer that delivers milk came in just after I got there.
Bill. Who?
Georgeson. Stephen Georgeson.
Oh, Bill.
I'm afraid you'll have to come along now, Mr. Hazard.
Darling, don't worry. But you know I didn't do it, don't you?
Yes, Bill. I know you didn't do it. That's why I've written this. It's one of those things you read about in the papers. A signed confession. Oh, they've been terribly nice to me. Hired the best lawyers. They say maybe I won't get too bad a sentence. And Bill says that no matter how long it is, he'll still be waiting. But I wonder. I wonder.
Suspense. Presented by Roma Wines, R-O-M-A, selected for your pleasure from the world's greatest reserves of fine wines. And now we bring back to our suspense microphone the star of tonight's play, one of Hollywood's finest young actresses, Miss Susan Peters.
I've certainly enjoyed being with you all this evening.
Well, thank you, Susan Peters. And thanks to Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of The Yearling, for arranging for you to be with us this evening. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
That indeed was They Call Me Patrice, an episode of Suspense from December 12, 1946. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, our weekly visit with yours truly, Johnny Dollar. We'll have part two of the Duke Red Matter right after this.
The fog is thick, the atmosphere is heavy, and the game's afoot once again.
I was wondering what to do when a covered van drove up with two men in it. They took something out of the van and carried it up the steps to the hall door. Mr. Holmes, it was a coffin.
World-famous consulting detective Sherlock Holmes and his trusted aide, Dr. Watson, roam the streets of Victorian London in search of clues to unlock each thrilling mystery. In Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries.
Who has it, Watson? Why is it held back? That's the question that beats in my brain like a hammer.
Well, perhaps this mad wife of his carried it off with her. It could be in her house in Paris even now.
Yeah, but how could we search for it without the French police having their suspicions aroused? It's a case where the law is as dangerous to us as the criminals. Every man's hand is against us, and the interests at stake are colossal.
These 16 immortal adventures are adapted from the original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and produced by Jim French.
Do you really think the regular forces will be there in time?
If I did, Watson, we'd still be at Baker Street. The situation strikes me as so desperate that the most extreme measures are justified. We are, as usual, the irregulars, and we must make our own line of action.
Find out who done it in Radio Spirit's The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries. For a limited time, it's half price. Pay just $15.98. So go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 now. And use offer code CLASSIC77 to save 50%.
You seem to have powers that are hardly human, Mr. Holmes.
This half-price offer will soon vanish into the London fog. So get The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code CLASSIC77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
So it's been a few weeks since that awesome vacation, and then whammo, you get hit with unexpected and expensive roaming charges. But you can avoid paying for roaming with Always Mobile. Mike Stanford is president and founder.
We offer eSIM travel plans for international travelers around the world so that they can stay connected with their mobile phones while traveling internationally and avoid expensive roaming charges when they're doing so.
And installation is super easy.
It's 100% digital, and they can make the purchase online through our store. And as soon as they make the purchase, we'll deliver via email a QR code, and that starts the installation process, and you can have the eSIM installed in your phone in less than a minute.
Always Mobile has 170 countries to choose from. Always-mobile.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where it's time for our second installment of the Duke Red Matter, which finds insurance investigator Johnny Dow looking into a mysterious death, not of a person, but rather an equine. Joining star Bob Bailey in this installment will be Will Wright as Ben Abbott. It originally played back in January 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for... Johnny Dollar.
Ready with your call to Mr. Pearson in Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, thanks, operator.
Hold on, please. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, Johnny?
Yeah.
I got your wire. Hold up payment on the Abbott claim?
That's right.
Anything wrong?
I haven't talked to Abbott yet. The people I have talked to are all wrong. The veterinarian who handled the horse, a secretary in Abbott's office, and an office manager we fired. There's something cockeyed around here.
Any ideas?
Not yet.
Okay. We'll hold up the claim on your say-so, and if there was anything wrong about that horse's death, you better find out about it.
No.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator,
yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by special investigator Johnny Dollar to the Universal Adjustment Bureau, Universal Building, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Duke Red matter in San Pietro, California. Expense account item 3, 48 cents, postage. I sent a registered letter containing a copy of Dr. Gorey's injury report on the racehorse Duke Red to a veterinarian service in Cleveland, asking them to verify the extent of injuries to the animal. Item 4, 25 cents, toll call to the Abbott's ranch outside of San Pietro. Whoever answered the phone told me that Mr. Abbott was busy somewhere in the grounds. I didn't bother to leave my name. Instead, I drove right on out. The Abbott breeding farm was complete with white fences, rolling green hills, bluegrass, and a stately old colonial residence set at the end of a long roadway among towering trees. From the porch of the house, I was able to see the stables and a trainer working with a horse out on the ranch track.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. My name's Johnny Dollar. I'd like to see Mr. Abbott, please.
Yes, sir. Come in, please, sir. I'll try to find Mr. Dollar. You want to wait here, sir?
Thank you. He left me standing in one of the biggest living rooms I'd ever seen in my life. I took a plant in front of the fireplace, lit up a cigarette, and began to look at the pictures and statues of racing horses lining the mantelpiece. Pretty soon, things started. A blonde girl in a yellow suit walked in, having an argument with a gray-haired man in jumpers. They didn't see me as they entered, or they just didn't pay any attention to me.
You aren't old
Pardon.
Enough strong enough to have brains enough to live as you please. I forbid
oh,
you
to... I know what you're going to say. Oh, about how you forbid it and it can't go on. Well, let me tell you, it can go on just as long as I want it to go on, and I don't care what you do.
Now, you listen to me, young lady. As long as you're in this house and under this roof, you will conduct yourself according to the way I dictate.
Dictate?
Yes.
Who are you, Hitler or somebody? Don't, whatever you do, interfere with me again. Ever.
Terry.
I'm sick of it. Do you hear me? Sick of it.
That was as much as I heard. But then it didn't last long. I saw them go out and walk around the garden once, shake fists at each other, finally part. He disappeared up a narrow stairway. And then, about a minute later...
Wait a minute.
Hello.
Hello. How long have you been here?
Too long.
Oh. Why didn't you speak up?
Well, I cleared my throat a couple of times, but no good. Then I tried to look like I didn't hear anything. Nothing seemed to work. If it helps any, I'll keep it all under my hat. I won't tell a soul.
He doesn't like the company I keep. What do you think of that?
I don't know anything about it.
Give me a general viewpoint, at least.
Well, I've run into a lot of parents who don't approve of the kind of company their sons or daughters keep. In my court of human relations, parents don't always know what kind of company their daughters and sons need. When those daughters and sons reach the age when they need company.
Good. You're on my side.
I didn't finish. On the other hand, daughters and sons have the same problem. They don't seem to know either.
You're a coward. Who are you?
Johnny Dollar. I'm here to see Mr. Abbott about insurance. Was that Mr. Abbott?
Yes. You're not an insurance salesman. You're here about Duke Red, about what happened to him, aren't you?
That's right.
I'm Terry Abbott.
Glad to know you.
How much money did Daddy have Red insured for?
$65,000.
$65,000. I don't suppose you have a cigarette.
Sure.
Thank you. Has the claim been paid yet?
No, not yet.
If Red had made the tracks this year, he would have doubled that. Tripled it, probably. There's not enough money in the world to replace that horse. He was a great running horse.
I've heard that before. Dr. Gorey mentioned it. Look, I'm sorry all this happened.
Dad shouldn't have shot Red.
We understand he was injured beyond hope.
That's a lie.
That's a what?
Dad shouldn't have shot him. He just shouldn't have done it. Red was the only horse in the whole stables worth anything. The only thing around here worth anything.
Wasn't the horse injured?
Injured? Oh, that's what you'll hear. They'll all tell you that. But I can tell you something else.
Terry, what are you talking about anyhow?
He's an insurance man, Dad, and I can tell him the whole thing, and I will.
Go to your room, Terry.
It was a terrible thing to do, shooting Red. It was just like murder, and you know it.
Be quiet and go to your room.
It was murder. Murder. Murder.
Stop it! Now go to your room.
Thank you for the cigarette, Mr. Dollar.
You're listening to Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more expense account action right after this.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Wings of Summer, Butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's forest camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Now let's wrap up this episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Oh, she's been terrible about all this. Very upset. Any time I've had to destroy an animal around here, she gets like that. Been that way ever since she was a little girl.
I see.
I knew I'd have to put up with her acting like this, but I'm reluctant to apologize to you for her actions or for mine. Jim Gorey told me you were in to see him yesterday afternoon.
I wish Dr. Gorey hadn't told you that. I intended to tell you myself, Mr. Abbott. If I've offended you, I'm sorry for it.
Makes me look I'm doing something shady. You could have come right to me instead of going to Dr. Gorey.
I tried to. You were out.
Then you could have waited till I came in. If this is the way that insurance company operates, I might have to find a different one.
Look, Mr. Abbott, there's quite a bit of money at stake here. We have to go to everybody during an investigation. Dr. Gorey ordered the horse destroyed. It seemed very reasonable to go to him and ask why he took that action. We want to know all the circumstances.
If you talk to Gorey, you know them. Why are you bothering me? What do you want?
I want all the information you can give me about the accident. The time, date, people who saw it, exactly what happened, where it happened.
Do you always handle a case this way?
It's the way I'm handling this one.
I don't like it very much, sneaking around behind my back.
No matter what you think of me or my methods, Mr. Abbott, I'm the man assigned to handle this claim. My report has to be completed before the matter can be settled.
They don't know what they're doing, sending a man like you out here.
You filed a claim. What did you expect?
A little decency and respect and courtesy. That's what I expected. That fool Monroe filed the claim.
I understand he had power of attorney as your office manager to do that.
Well, he did it too soon. I would have waited until things calmed down around here a bit.
What do you mean?
You saw how my daughter acts. Losing a fine racing animal like Red can have a bad moral effect on the entire ranch. That's what I mean. Monroe didn't use his head.
So you fired him?
Well, that's one of the reasons, yes. Another reason is I don't like him. Never did like him. But what business is that of yours? Are you here to accuse me of something?
Mr. Abbott, we'll pay off your claim when we're satisfied the circumstances were proper. We're not satisfied now. Let's discuss those circumstances.
I'm not afraid of you, Dollar, or your insurance company. I don't like you snooping around my office in town, talking to my friends about me, talking to my daughter about me. No man would.
If I don't get my information from you, Mr. Abbott, I'll get it somewhere else. That'll drag this whole matter out. What I've seen of you so far and what information I do have isn't exactly in your favor.
I don't like that kind of talk.
You don't seem to like anything about this. Now, how about it? Do we keep this up or do we get down to business?
The trainer was bringing Red back from his afternoon exercise. Outside the stall, Red got scared. A mouse or something. He reared back and jammed into the blade of the tractor we use out on the track. It cut into his Achilles tendon, hamstrung him. When Dr. Gorey got here, he said that Red didn't have a chance, so I shot him.
I'd like to talk to the trainer. What's his name?
Tom Warner.
Where can I find him?
He isn't around anymore. I fired him right then and there, told him to get off my property and stay off.
Where'd he go, Mr. Evan?
I don't know. He took his things and cleared out as fast as he could. He knew better than to hang around here.
Well, what do you mean by that?
What I said. He knew better. That's what I mean.
Well, I'll have to find him and talk to him. Who else was there when it happened?
No one. Just me. The rest of them were up at the house having dinner.
No stable hand, sure boy.
I just told you, no one.
How about right afterwards?
I went to the office and stable and called Dr. Gorey.
Before or after you fired Tom Warner?
After I fired him.
You were there alone with an injured horse? You didn't call up to the house for help, send for anyone up there? You went in and called Dr. Gorey?
Yes, we handled it together. Any objections?
It would have been better. Perhaps we could have avoided all this unpleasantness if you'd left the remains for us to examine.
Dollar, I've got maybe 150 head on this farm. Now and then accidents happen. If one of my stock is dead, I get rid of it as fast as I can with as few people as involved as possible. I do that for a number of reasons. That's the way I operate.
Nevertheless, you were aware the insurance company would ask you for proof of loss in this matter, and if you...
The insurance company does not run my farm. I run a dollar, and I take orders from no one.
Look, I'm trying to tell you the problem we face. We have no carcass to examine, therefore we have to ascertain the facts from other sources. Did your daughter see any of this, the accident or destroying a horse?
Terry.
Yeah.
Of course not. You mean those crazy things she was saying when I walked into the room?
Well, in view of the crazy circumstances, what she was saying might be worth listening to, Mr. Abbott.
Huh.
I had the impression that she saw the accident.
Pipe dreams. She wasn't even around.
I'd like to talk to her just the same.
Cully! Cully! You talk to anybody you like, Dollar. I don't care. But I hope you made notes today because you've already got all the information you're going to get from me.
Yes, Mr. Abbott. Yes, sir.
Cully, I want you to look at this man.
Yes, sir.
His name's Johnny Dollar.
Yes, sir.
If he comes knocking at this door again, if he even comes to the front gate, if you see him on the grounds ever again, throw him out. I don't want him around here.
Yes, sir, Mr. Abbott.
And right now, Cully, you can just show him out.
You're being foolish about this, Mr. Abbott.
Show him out, Cully.
This way, Mr. Dollar, sir.
Never mind. I can find my own way.
Mr. Dollar, sir. Mr. Dollar.
Huh?
Just a minute, sir, if you please, sir.
Sorry about that in there, sir. I don't believe Mr. Abbott really meant it.
Sounded that way to me, Cully.
I know how it sounds. He's just, well, not himself. You understand, sir.
Not quite, no.
Losing the horse and all.
Sounds to me more like he's losing his mind.
Does it, sir?
Huh?
Do you think Mr. Abbott's losing his mind?
Do you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, sometimes I do.
Here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, the whole case starts to fall apart like a man full of bullet wounds, which is just about the case. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by John Dawson, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Two of the Duke Red Matter from January 1956. We'll have the third installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had big screen leading lady Susan Peters in a 1946 episode of Suspense. At the time, she was confined to a wheelchair and only had a few years left of life. I'll explain and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yes, join us. Save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products during our Radio Spirits summer sale. Just go to radiospirits.com to take advantage of this amazing offer and get your biggest discounts of the year.
That's the way I like murderers. Down and out.
But you don't have to be down and out. Radiospirits.com is giving you a 20 to 60% break on all our classic radio products.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
So listen to this. We have done better. Save up to 60% at radiospirits.com during our summer sale.
Sam, there must be some mistake.
Mistake, Effie? Mistake?
There's no mistake. Just go to radiospirits.com to save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
Born through a party in the county jail.
MusicRewind.com introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more. Buy That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at MusicRewind.com. Or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code ROCK33 for reduced shipping.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first five franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before we took a break, I was talking about motion picture leading lady Susan Peters. She would earn an Academy Award acting nomination for the 1942 drama Random Harvest. But a few years later, her big screen career was brought to a near halt. On New Year's Day 1945, she was paralyzed from the waist down after being accidentally shot in a hunting accident. The rifle discharged as she was reaching for it. Afterwards, she was able to perform on the radio and make a handful of film and television appearances. Sadly, though, after a painful divorce in 1948, she spiraled into depression and her health deteriorated. She was just 31 when she passed away in 1952. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and hey, take a moment and visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.